Hey, beautiful girls and beautiful boys and people who love llamas.
What's going on, people?
We are Seth and Colby, and we are here to entertain ye.
We're here to entertain you.
Yes.
That's dead.
Can I just, like, repeat? Can you just repeat me all night?
I, Colby Newman.
Am a enthusiast. Of child. Toys. I saw you look at me like, what's he going to make me say?
Yeah. Well, I was going to be like, what are you going to say?
Well, I'm not me. I was Colby Newman in that situation.
You would just end up saying it. I wouldn't repeat you.
No, so. I would doctor your voice. I'm sure you said enough words over the course of the show, I could make you say all manner of terrible
things. Certainly could, but that will take some time, which I don't think you want to invest.
No.
Yeah, see.
Not unless it, like, gets me out of jail or something someday.
Into the wall.
But yeah. I don't know how, if I'm already in jail, I'm going to invest the time to frame you in a way that gets me out of jail.
I don't think computers are allowed in jail.
Well, and even if they are, I definitely can't get my data onto that computer, especially, like, 3 terabytes of audio files.
To scrimmage through?
Yeah.
Scrub through?
Scrub.
Scribbage.
I like scrimmage. Let's do scrimmage. Isn't that a game, scrimmage?
Yeah. I'm tired today. I wanted to start the show like, hey, what up, people? High energy!
Yeah.
What up? And then that's literally all the energy I had.
You just used all your energy for the show right there.
Yeah.
That's some high-quality snoring. I might replace the sound effects on my board with that snore.
You should, because that was a pretty good snore. Excellent snorer. I have won awards for that.
Have you? Awards?
The National Snoring Committee gave me a gold medal.
Wow, the National Snoring Committee.
Yeah, the SCC. SSC. I'm tired! This is going well.
It would be the NSC.
Wouldn't it?
You got it wrong twice. My mic has been doing this. I don't know. Have you been watching my stream? Or my mic just, like, instead of standing up, it just will randomly go.
Yeah.
Like, there's no middle ground. Like, here it doesn't exist.
Right.
Can't do it there. You got to stick it straight up.
You've stripped.
Or it droops.
I've stripped a bolt.
I know. I'm
going
to have to go to Ace or something, like, buy a nut.
You can just steal mine.
Well, no, I already stole yours.
Right. You can just steal this part of it.
No, this one's also doesn't.
It's. Yeah.
It's very confusing. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Oh, what's that?
I actually already stole it.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
And so now that one's the screwed up one.
I'm very confused, actually.
You confused everyone here, including yourself.
Yeah, mostly myself, I think, honestly. I think I'm
don't
the
understand
biggest,
what you're
biggest problem. All right, guys, here's what we're going to talk about on the show today. All right, look at all these tabs.
Tabs of...
Look at all those tabs, okay?
It's about the
we can talk about... I put the Twitch title as 2018 NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers. Because of the whole LeBron, Dwayne Wade thing getting back together.
It's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Because
it's not very often we talk about sports, but sports are crazy right now.
Sports.
And by sports, I mean basketball, because we're not going to talk about people kneeling, because who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Non-topic.
Yeah, it's not worth discussing. I don't care. All right.
It's just a middle finger.
It is. Trump. No matter what side you're on,
you
know, Trump's giving the middle finger to the NFL. The NFL's giving the middle finger to Trump. You know what? I don't care.
I don't think anything has to do with disrespecting veterans or military or the flag.
Well, no, because you start splitting hairs like that, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like I saw.
See, now we're talking
like,
about.
Here's
it.
Why I'm disgusted.
It's my goddamn fault.
Okay, here's why I'm disgusted. Here's a prime example.
Okay.
My Twitter feed.
Yes.
Which I try to keep pretty much politics free, but I can't sometimes, all
right? Right.
Like there's some idiot on there.
Yeah.
Who showed like some guy. I don't know enough about the news to even refute it. But some guy on there.
Some guy.
Resigned from his position in the NFL because of the disrespect to the flag. And the photo that he took was him wearing a shirt with an Under Armour logo on it that was decorated like the flag.
Uh-huh.
And so someone's like, you know, your shirt disrespects the flag technically. God, who cares? Like, I don't care about this man who quit. I don't care about your opinion on the man who quit. I don't care about any of this. I want to burn this place down.
Jack,
and you know what?
Shit.
And you know what Twitter did?
What did
they increased the character limit to 280 characters.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Look at your eyes right now.
Why?
Look at your eyes right now.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
When?
They did that.
Yeah, today?
Like yesterday? Yesterday or 2 days ago.
God.
It's not for everybody. They're slowly rolling it out.
Oh,
so not everybody has
who
it.
Number one got it, though.
Oh, of course Trump got it. I've seen some pretty good ones, though.
Yeah, I saw a topic where, like, Cal Penn.
Okay, yeah. He used to work for Obama.
Yeah, he messaged, like, Twitter saying that Trump's tweet about North Korea not being around much longer was, like, a threat of violence, so that goes against its terms and conditions. And then they were like, no, not if it's news.
Right.
And then I'm like, they're not going to shut up the president of the United States.
They're not going to delete the president.
He's the number one reason people go to Twitter now.
Half of Twitter is Nazis and porn bots.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything about those people. Either they're going to do something about
it. I think they tried like a couple years back, and then they were like, no.
Yeah, it's like, this ain't going to work.
No, we're done.
This ain't going to work.
Yeah. YouTube's trying that right now, so.
Yeah, that's going to work great for
them. Hit a wall.
Yeah.
And then we're all just...
You're on the internet, you're going to deal with fake porn followers.
Yep.
Embrace it. Yep. You know, that's what I try to do. I'm like, you know what? This is the type of pornography and hot women that follow me that my girlfriend can't get mad at me for because I have no control over
it.
So if I wake up in the morning and there's just naked boobs on my phone, that's not my fault.
That's not your fault.
I can't control that.
So that's a good start to
the day. That's right. I mean, we can't admit that it's a positive because then when you get yelled at. But it's not your fault that it happened at the first. You're just like, oh, God, look at these porn bugs.
I have no one to impress, so it's definitely a positive.
Yeah, speaking of my girlfriend, can we talk about the fact that she sat in our chair and just took the goodies that were on my chair and just threw them just rudely in the middle of the bed, just with no rhyme or reason? I work hard to get that to look good, and it just looks like straight garbage right now.
Hey, man, it's all Destiny stuff minus the iPhone.
It's just headphones. It's just headphones. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is, but like, it's just in the middle of it. It looks disgusting. I'm disgusted.
You're disgusted. We'll play the intro and we can
fix
it.
You want to start the show?
Oh, yeah.
We aren't going to fix it, though, right?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm just going to steal one and play with it.
All right. Let's start the ding intro, then.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Hey, everybody, we're back with the explosion noises happening. It's so beautiful. It's so attractive. Great noises. Welcome. We are Seth and Colby and Mario, and we're here today with a new episode for you on this Thursday evening, September 28th, 2017. You know what episode number it is, man?
It's a new episode.
You know what number it is, though?
24-5.
25, man. Oh. Can't see the time is now. Guys, it is episode 25, which is historic, I think, or something.
I think it is.
I don't really know.
All of these episodes since, what, 18 have been historic?
They have been. So. Yeah. Every episode we do, though, technically is historic. So.
Yeah, it's like the first episode.
We're just going to go with that. But welcome, guys, to the Seth and Colby Show. We talk about stuff and things every Sunday and Thursday. New episodes twice a week, Sunday at 2 p.m. Central, Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. Why is that special, you ask? Well, let me tell you. It's because they're live on Twitch every Thursday and Sunday, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. That's where you can go and watch them. If you can't watch them live, videos on demand are on YouTube. At youtube.com/SethandColby. And you can follow us on Twitter for fun things, links, and highlight videos throughout the week at twitter.com/SethandColby. And the best part about watching us live, or anytime really, but really when we're live, is typing !Foghorn into the chat and then clicking the link, donating some dinero,
Moolah.
And then a giant foghorn goes off in the middle of the show, ruining any type of flow that we're on, totally disrupting our lives and our stories. And we will read your name and message, so if you want to do that, we'd be much appreciated. Also, guys, I want to say thank you again. We do this at the top of every show now. Thank you again for following.
Yes.
No reviews left on iTunes. Maybe we should just stop doing the
doesn't
audio show.
Matter.
Audio
doesn't
show's
matter.
Dead.
Just follow us on Twitch.
Yeah.
That's the new realm.
And YouTube.
And there. Subscribe.
Mostly Twitch.
Subscribe, follow, subscribe.
Yes.
Twitter, too, because that lets you know things.
Yes. But so also, it's really follow, follow, subscribe.
Follow, follow, subscribe.
That's what it would be. But guys, today we're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about electric trucks.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about fancy submarines.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about Star Wars Battlefront because I want Colby to see it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a death.
A death?
A death.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, that's about it. So should we fade out the thing or?
Let's fade it. Fader.
Let's fade.
Take the fader down to the fade up.
Fade.
Fade up.
Fade.
It's faded.
It's faded.
We're fading.
It's faded. Faded. All right.
All right.
All right.
Entertainment time.
Yep. Now we got to be entertaining.
Yep.
It's what we do every week. Entertain. People write us letters and they're like, entertain me. And we're like, we'll do that, baby.
We're doing it.
We're
right,
doing that. All
right. Right now.
Where should we start, dude?
You pick a number.
Oh, should we start with tweeting, maybe?
God, you didn't tweet again.
Well, you know what? You have access to the Twitter.
I don't.
You do?
I don't.
Certain you do.
It's called... I don't have a password, and it's not on my phone.
Well, it's in the Duo social media spreadsheet
oh,
that you have
it?
Access to.
So you
to.
Want me to go on a treasure hunt to find this damn password?
I mean,
is that what you want?
It should be saved in your links.
Is that what you want?
I mean, if that's what it takes.
It's not. What the?
See, he doesn't even open Twitter in so long, it's telling him things. Did you get 280 characters, man?
No way.
Is that what happened?
No, I didn't.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I just literally checked, and it was like, is this your phone number? You haven't opened Twitter in a while. I was like, yep, that's my phone number.
That's
and
sad, man.
Twitter.
That's sad, man. All right, what should we say?
Live at twitchad.tv.com.
I can't. Can I? Okay. Twitchad.
Twitchad.
.tv.com. I believe that is exactly what you said.
Yep.
Also here. And then I'll actually type, not twatch, I'll actually type
twatch.tv.
Our URL in there.
Somebody get that URL right now.
I'm sure it's taken, right?
Twatch.tv? No
oh,
way.
Oh, and now we need a GIF. And you are the GIF master. No tomatoes?
Dance. I like dance.
You can't use one of these
oh,
suggestions.
Come on.
You got to come up with your own.
It's on the screen, too,
off the top
man.
Of your...
You can't block that one.
Off the top of your head, man.
Potato.
What's with you and vegetables?
I don't know.
Potato.
You're telling me to... Oh, God, that's not... You gotta tweet that one now.
I don't know if I want to.
Because that's awful.
That's a little horrific.
That is
what is
awful.
With potato gifs?
Dude, it's apparently a thing.
How about dancing potato?
It's not dancing. It's like vibrating, but...
Well, you know what? Don't judge how that potato dances.
How about
dances?
The levitating potato?
Okay, you want to do levitating potato? Yeah. I was just thinking dancing potato, you know, because you were talking about how great dancing was. And
when the what the?
That was the first one you picked. You said dancing.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's like I'm doing the show with a ghost of you.
It really is. It's called I'm Asleep, man.
Okay, we're live. There we go.
When I'm asleep, I'm awake. When I'm awake, I'm asleep. That's how it goes.
Stay woke.
God, I had some weird dreams last night.
Did you?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, anything you want to share?
Let me tell you. No, it was a nightmare-ish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was super weird.
Pinella showed up?
I was in my, like, parents' cul-de-sac.
I laughed at my own joke.
He wasn't there.
Okay.
That would have been probably not as worse.
He's never going to watch
but
this.
No.
He still doesn't even follow us on Twitch.
I'm
fairly certain he doesn't know we do a show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, he knows that we're going to do React channels because...
You think he remembers that?
No, because
no.
He doesn't remember anything as well as me.
No.
We
also,
don't remember things.
We're not going to do React videos.
No, we're not.
No.
I mean, that's basically this show. Is
well, yeah, it's literally
things.
A React show, but
it's not really
we don't
that.
Call it that.
It's not that.
Like, we don't do thumbnails with our faces like this. And then, like, the word reaction in between?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, like,
you
gotta
see
a
those faces, people.
Okay, so you're in your parents' cul-de-sac?
I'm in my parents' cul-de-sac, and I'm getting harassed by some random people.
Were they telling you were driving too fast,
drinking.
Like a bat out of hail?
No. Drinking. And I'm like, I'm 21. And then cops show up.
Oh,
and they're
no.
like, have you been drinking? I'm like, yeah, here's my ID. I'm 21. And then the cops leave.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, there's an active shooter in my neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Just somebody, like, from across the distance yells, like, somebody's got a gun. And then, like, I'm like, oh, my God. And then I hear yells and screams of people. And then I'm with my mother. And then I'm like, go inside. And then we run inside. And I'm like hiding. And then I wake up.
Can I ask why you were drunk in your cul-de-sac with your mom?
I wasn't even drunk. They found alcohol or something like that. And they were like, were you drinking? And I'm like,
that is, I mean, you said you had weird dreams last night.
Yeah.
That's a weird dream.
That's a weird dream.
That dream is like nonsensical.
Anyways, scary as hell. I don't know about any active shooter situation, but scary as hell.
Yeah, I bet.
I woke up like heartbeat and I was like, check my entire apartment for people that broke in and are going to kill me.
You have a security camera.
That won't prevent someone with a gun. Especially when if they have a mask. That is one way to prevent anybody from getting caught on a security camera.
Well, yeah, but won't your security camera, like, alert you?
It's not, like, instantaneous.
Well, then
they
what
got,
is
like,
the point?
2 minutes to run up the stairs.
You pay $600 for that thing. It should
minutes.
Be instant. It should be instantaneous.
It's like 30 seconds.
Someone opens your door and you go, brruh, brruh, brruh,
yeah,
in the middle of the night. That's what it should do.
I got new neighbors, and they installed Cox Home Life security in their apartment.
In their apartment?
Their
one-bedroom you can do that?
Apartment, yeah.
Why are you judging them when you literally have a security camera in your one-bedroom
because
apartment?
I don't need to pay Cox for Home Life.
I have a two-bedroom apartment with $15,000 worth of electronic equipment in it, and I don't even have renter's insurance.
Yeah, well, neither do I, but that's what the security camera's for.
I'm coming to take your camera. And I'm just going to wear a mask and you'll never find me.
Wouldn't know.
Who is this Seth-shaped man who took my camera? I'll just come wearing this, but with a mask. I don't have burglary clothes. Like, I'm just going to wear this.
Yep. You're going to be in your stand. I made him that shirt. I know it was him.
I'm going to come dressed as Scott from Pleasures.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Don't do that.
Okay, what else? Is that it?
I think that was it. Oh, I wrote.
So you woke up because of your scary dream.
I wrote it down. Yes, I did.
You're writing down your dreams
now.
It was
the first one I did, and now I don't remember.
Why would that be the first one you wrote down?
Because it freaked me out, man. That one. That one.
Don't you? Why don't you, like, make the first one a good dream? You know? Like, one where you're like, you won the lottery and you're on a speedboat.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a sea lion in the seat next to you.
And I woke up from both of them. And one of them was I was just at work.
That's
doing
horrible.
Work.
That's horrible.
Like literally
that's
the
awful,
work
yeah.
I had to do today.
Yeah.
I was having to do it in my dream.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I'm like, you kidding me?
Yeah.
I have to do this all again.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yep.
And I did.
And it's your job. Yeah. Do you think that it's coincidence that you had a dream about work and then you had a dream where you're getting shot at? Like, is that your body telling you that
it's
you
like,
want to die
yep.
or that your work is
it's
killing
like
you
you're
or something?
Die. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man,
breaking work.
Dreams
I
and
do.
Stuff. You are not a dreamologist.
I'm a psychologist, PhD.
That doesn't condone the same thing.
I'm also not that.
You're also not that.
Yeah, that's probably your best argument is that I'm not that.
You're not that at all. In no way, shape, or form.
No, but you let it go for a while.
I
was always okay with that. All right, what do you want to talk about? You want to do entertainment?
You pick.
You
I
want
told
to do...
you, pick one.
All right, we're doing this. All right. This is Star Wars Battlefront 2. Audio listeners, we don't do a show for you anymore.
Is this the one where Finn talks over?
I have never seen this, so
okay.
I have no
That's
idea.
The one where Finn talks over.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is it worth playing?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, I'll watch it. Because I want to get your opinion on it.
Well, it looks badass.
Let me That's finish my speech. Like. Audio listeners, we don't do this show for you anymore, all right?
No more for you.
I'm going to try my best to describe parts I think are cool. In general, I don't care if
also,
you don't know.
You can watch the Battlefield trailer yourself.
Yes.
You can just look it up.
You could watch it on youtube.com/SethandColby. We can't
show.
Make it easier
Yeah, we really
for
can.
You to watch what we watch
right.
every week.
It's kind of easy. Simple.
It's the easiest thing ever.
It's everything Seth and Colby.
Yeah.
If you know the name of the show, you know
yeah.
where to find
You can
find
go
us.
To youtube.com/SethandColby.
It's simple.
Find the timestamp. Look at your iPod and go, okay, it happened here. You know why? Because I use the exact same audio for both. So if it's at like 1930 on your iPod, you can go to the YouTube video and click to 1930 and
video.
Boom, boom, boom. It's
boom,
exactly the
boom.
Same place.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my preamble. Now let's go get flagged for copyright on YouTube.
Yeah.
Here we go, man.
Copyright.
Bum, bum. Duel of the Fates, man.
Bum, bum, bum.
Is Duel of the Fates ever not going to be cool?
No. No.
I mean, it will always be cool.
It will forever be the best thing.
I don't like his real voice.
Hello, everyone. I'm John Boyega. It's the multiplayer Battlefront that I'm not even in.
Did you know he loves playing Battlefront?
No.
Like, he is, like, one of the biggest
proponents. He's probably the biggest Star Wars fan ever.
That's what I would think, right?
Did you see his reaction to the Force Awakens trailer the first time? He, like, jumped over his own couch.
Like, you know why he's in all these? It's because he just talked trash for months about how bad the original Battlefront was. And so EA is, like, doing a make good, I'm pretty sure, and being like, hey, man.
Like, they show graphs in this trailer of, like here's what Battlefield 1 had, here's what Battlefield 2 has.
Yeah.
And he's, like, and he's talking over it, so.
Can't wait.
Stepping into the booth of Idun Versio in a new single-player campaign. Mastering your skills in split-screen arcade. This is a Star Wars experience.
Dude, like, that looks so good. Greater
depth. Oh, dude, the game is beautiful. Battlefield 1's beautiful.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Oh, my God. 18 locations versus 4. But see, all right, that's inaccurate. They're already lying, okay? Because I guarantee you this graph right here. Can you frame by frame? No, that'd be too good.
Yep.
It said 16 locations for Battlefield 2. It said 4. Mm-hmm. For Battlefield 1.
Right.
Okay, Battlefield 1 launched with 4 planets that had multiple locations on each planet.
Okay.
And then the DLC added 2 planets or so every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here, let's just take a look.
Yeah.
Let's see here. It doesn't say.
I think he goes on to
30,
say...
It says 30-plus maps right here.
Stupid.
On the back of my Battlefront 1 box, 30-plus maps... 14 heroes.
Liars!
And their graph right here, let's see what it says. Because they said locations and heroes literally
what's
on
blue
this.
Blue and then the gold. I feel like the gold is the expansion stuff.
Maybe.
That you get.
Maybe. But this graph right here.
But then also, you got 2 heroes that aren't coming out until later with an expansion
so
pack.
The amount of heroes has not changed.
No.
It's still 14, and we actually have almost half the maps.
Yeah.
According to this chart.
According to this.
So, marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, 39 vehicles, though, I'm in. Oh, that yellow was include single player.
Yavin 4. Fondor. Starkiller Base.
Fondor?
And many more.
Of course, Tatooine.
Locations to explore.
All right, here we go, man. Let's see what we got. We got the Death Star 2. Okay.
Okay.
Kashyyyk. Ryloth. What's Ryloth, dude?
Literally, the Death Star, Ryloth, Unknown Regions... and Fondor are literally only going to be for space battles.
Yeah, they're space battles.
And you can't
battle
anything else anywhere else.
Yeah, that's probably right. It's probably a safe bet.
And then the other ones are just you fight. I like Kamino. That was in Star Wars Unleashed or something like that. Was one.
Yeah. That was Kamino was in the original Battlefront, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or Battlefront 2, one of those. One
Sorry,
of those.
I got a notification from my camera that somebody's in my house.
Oh, God.
And so it's either that or my dog. Yep, it's my dog.
What's he doing?
He just went up and down the stairs.
Why?
He's like, where's Master? Where's Master? Or is that him?
Why is your dog like a stupid golem?
Because he's a shithead. That's why. He's a mean. He's like, he's got the split personality, just like Schmeagol Golem.
Okay.
He's like Schmeagol with me. He's like, oh, Master, yeah. And then with other people, he's like, Golem! Golem! He barks at them and tries to eat them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's just trying to protect
you,
man.
That's a very good analogy, actually.
He's just trying to protect
you. Well, you know what? I'm bigger than him, so he can't really do a lot.
Not in his heart. Okay, you didn't answer where Ryloth is, though.
Dude, Ryloth is, in the Sanctuary system.
The sphincter system?
Sphincter.
Oh. You just made that up.
I did.
Yeah, you thought of sphincters and then you changed it to sphincters.
I didn't think of... You thought of sphincter, Mr. Dirty Brain.
No, but you said it now. Now I got words for
it. Ryloth.
What about Fondor?
I don't know what these are, man.
I did not Fondor that woman. That was my
Fondor
Bill Clinton. What did you think?
Looks... That was... What? That was your Bill Clinton?
Move on.
I did not Fondor that woman.
Fondor.
Fondor. Did not have sexual relations.
With that Fondor.
Looks just like the ring where the place in Rogue One. That one.
Yeah, but isn't that... didn't that have a name?
It did.
I don't remember what it was called. But Pilio over here looks exactly like that
Vardos
also.
Vardos looks like a city of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know. What's Tokanda? Tokadana.
Tokadana.
These places don't exist.
Tokodon is the one with Maz.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right,
I just remember that from the fly-in.
Across all three Star Wars eras. Star Wars Battlefront 2
is literally just like, here's a battle station in space.
Choose from the assault. Yeah.
Just fly around it.
Specialists. I mean, classes is a good idea. They needed that.
I care none about classes. Weapons
and weapons. Really?
Yeah. That give you an edge in battle.
But it's not all about. Why is this in such terrible quality? The better you play with your team,
the more battle points. Oh, God.
Why is it not a 1080p?
Because we're streaming 720p to the internet.
I don't pay for bad quality. Right? And a wide range of vehicles. Look how much better it looks on the ground and in the air. Battle points are also key to bringing iconic Kylo Ren, dude. Into battle. Why does Rey look bad? Boba Fett. Boba. And Rey. You want to fight? Each hero has unique abilities for you to customize and master.
Choose the right moment to call everything your looks hero. Amazing.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. Those stormtroopers can't aim. True to the movie. Have starfighters. Just like troopers. This is what I'm into. Has a
class. Space battle.
Dude, I just space battle for days.
I mean, that is one of my favorite modes. Yeah, your favorite hero ships, including the iconic Millennium Falcon. All with you. I'm really bad at it. And upgradable abilities.
I mean, it looks pretty sweet, dude. The system has been completely rebuilt. These powerful collectibles exist for everything you can spawn in at. Be it a trooper. That's where they're going to put in their microtransactions, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, just wait for these loot boxes, man. They're coming.
Okay.
There it is. Them in crates, or
craft
and
upgrade them using parts. Find them in crates. The rarer the tier of card, the more powerful its effect in battle. I bet they're one-time use. Choose the
right star card for the right situation. Get ready to fight. Definitely.
Yep.
Star Wars Battlefront 2. Like, I don't know if it's going to be like your super in Destiny or something. Like, you build up to it each time.
I don't know, man.
Probably.
If they come out of loot boxes, you're going to need more of them. Because they never want to have people who don't get stuff out of loot boxes. Star Wars characters go head to head. Starfighter assault. Darth Maul would kill Rey so fast. That wouldn't even be a battle. That's like me versus your dog. Epic 20 versus 20 all out warfare. I do like that. 20 versus 20. No problem. Fetch your skills and try out all your abilities offline. Play split-screen co-op, versus, or solo, and earn rewards. Split-screen available only on console, it said. Did you bring over your extra keyboard and mouse? Single-player campaign debuts an untold story. The Emperor is dead. Helping bridge the events of the Return of the Jedi and the Force Awakens. So what happens now? We retaliate, Commander. As Iden Versio, Special Forces soldier, has equally equal on the ground. Yeah, it looked good. Space, you'll fight for
the future of the Empire. Even the galaxy breaking apart. Burn
them up! With a few familiar faces along the way, it's up to you to rise as a
Why would you
Star
run
Wars
into Kylo
hero.
Ren?
Feeling like,
isn't it been 25 years? World,
and it's only getting bigger.
With a life service that continues to evolve and grow, bringing new locations, challenges, and characters, such as Finn, of course, and Captain Phasma, into the fray.
Who cares about Phasma, dude? Heroes are born on the battlefront. This holiday, jump in with me and begin your journey. Share your PSN name, John Boyega. Share it. Let's play with you. I don't know, man.
It's Call of Duty Star Wars. That's all it is, man.
I don't know.
Minus
are you going to get it?
Battles.
Are you going to get it?
Maybe. I don't justify the $70 price tag, though. I hate it. That's a lot of money.
Here's why I have a problem with it, all right? Because I bought Battlefront when it came out because it's Battlefront.
Right.
And I remember the old Battlefronts, and they were the best thing ever made. Mm-hmm. All right. So I bought it, $60. It was garbage.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, stock right out the...
Yes. It was garbage. So I immediately gave it to my kid, who loved it.
Yeah.
Because it's Star Wars. And he just played in the arcade and killed bots. Like, that's all he did. But he was like 6 at the time. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then they came out with the DLC after DLC after DLC.
Right.
You're right. And so... Eventually, I went and bought this one, which is the Ultimate Edition, which includes all of the DLC. And I bought it for my son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this was $60. Okay. So I bought it. And then he loved it so much, I was like, all right, I'll get the multiplayer expansion for you. And then I bought it out there, which was a $40 add on to mine, so I could play, because I had two discs. I had the original and then the Ultimate, so we could play together.
Yeah.
So this trash garbage Battlefield 1 right here cost me what? $100, $200?
About, yeah.
$200.
Yep, exactly that, yeah.
Why should I pay them again?
I don't know.
Because that is... I mean, that looks fantastic.
It does, but it looks like the exact same game.
It looks like the same thing, right?
Except what it should have been when it first came out.
Like, that's the problem I have with Battlefield 1, is that Battlefield 1 feels empty, because with all the DLC, it feels like that's how the game should have been when it launched, and then there should have been DLC.
Yes.
And that's not how it worked.
Yeah.
And, like...
I don't know if any of those new game modes or anything are different, but they feel exactly the same. Because, yeah. I mean, that was one of the things that they had when it first started out. Was, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, you can do that. But they're all on the same map.
Well, we already caught them. We already caught their lies with their map terminology. Yeah. Like,
bull.
Yeah.
30 maps. 4. It's like, come on.
I think I might get it for the stream, play the single player, and then that'll be it. Right. Like, I'll rent it. Like, I think that's what I'll do.
I'd be interested to see what that single player is like, but then again, I might just watch the cutscenes on YouTube and then
just watch me play it.
Like, I mean, Destiny 2 is already up. Like, they're it's a full movie.
But Destiny
YouTube,
2 isn't about the story; it's about the sweet, sweet loot.
The sweet, sweet loot.
Yeah, and the killing of the mans.
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch it either because I want to play it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's I don't know. Star Wars is kind of, you know, slowly falling.
It's just Star Wars has so much opportunity for video games and. Like, when's the last good Star Wars video game?
Like
10 years at least, right?
Battlefront 2, the original.
Like, how stupid is that, that they can't make a good Star Wars game?
I don't really know. I wanted to play this game called For Honor, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like a big old sword game, kind of.
I know about that, yeah.
Lightsaber game, come on!
Yeah.
How hard is that?
Right. Well,
like,
I mean, that's
the
what
lightsaber
they...
combat between Kylo and Ren and whatever the hell that trailer was is not going to happen in game.
No.
No way. It's going to be like, I slash you, you slash me. I slash you, you slash me. Oh, I'm dead.
Right. Someone's going to be some button mashing and
yeah,
win.
There's no, like, blocks or.
Right, right.
Cool.
Well, I mean, that's what
that
they did with Lord of the Rings. They just took Assassin's Creed and made it into Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Right.
And it worked. It's great.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's
done.
Pretty good.
Just do that. Okay. Yeah. Now do something with Star Wars.
Right.
You know?
I don't know, man.
Problem is, I think EA, who owns Star Wars, doesn't have any games. Like, Warner Brothers owns Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just be like, let's just do that.
Yeah.
You know, and get the same team to do that, you know. And EA's like, can we get the Madden people to make Star Wars? Like, they just, like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
NBA 2K Star Wars.
Don't they have Battlefront? Battlefield?
Battlefield. And that's the people they got to make this.
Right.
Yeah.
And Battlefield is...
I mean, people like Battlefield, but the most popular Battlefield is still Battlefield 2.
Yeah.
And there's been, like, 4 Battlefields since then.
Yeah, Battlefield 1 was pretty big, wasn't it? Maybe? A little bit?
Don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think it was. I mean, I think people play it. Like,
I think Battlefield 4 was a big kind of release.
Like, how do you define
out,
big? But... Like, Call of Duty big? No.
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 But then again, all of Call of Duty now is not as big as Call of Duty Black Ops.
I don't know, man. People are really hyped about World War 2.
Yeah, I watched the stupid trailers. Yeah. They look like crap.
Yeah, it looks like every bad war movie. It's
I
like,
don't know.
We gotta save him, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what it costs.
Yep.
Every single game trailer.
Like the stories are pretty
cliched. Yeah.
We got a chat, and I'm very confused by it.
Who are you talking to, Kinky Grandma?
Is that old Greg?
Yes.
That looks like old Greg.
It's old Greg. Right
I'm there. Old Greg. Also, fantastic name. I don't get where these Twitch streamers come up with their names, but fantastic name. We just get a whole bunch of... Follow us so it could pop up like right here. You could be right here if you follow us. We're talking to you now.
Yeah, we're talking to you. You've interrupted the show.
Kinky Grandma.
It's okay. We're probably ready to move on.
Yeah, we are.
Kinda.
I don't like it.
I don't know, man.
I don't want it.
I just want it to be good, but really I should just play.
Oh,
look who's here.
Oh,
my God.
Tony P. Get out. Get out.
You think he'll follow us?
No.
There's no chance, right?
No, he doesn't want that.
There's no chance.
He doesn't want that.
There's no chance. I like how he typed Foghorn.
He
now.
Did do Foghorn.
Like, you know what that means? That means he doesn't know. It's episode 25.
Yeah.
He just figured it out.
Yeah.
Hi, Unofficial Tony P. Hey, why don't you and Kiki Grandma get together? Talk about things.
Talk about stuff and things, man.
All right, man. What do you want to do next? We could talk about Game of Thrones finale has an final season has an insanely huge budget.
Sure.
You want to talk about this?
Yeah, let's talk.
I mean,
about
this is
it.
this is like right up your alley, man.
Is it?
Literally hovered over the follow button, now not happening. That's fine. We've
don't want your follow.
Yeah,
Pinella.
we don't need you.
I'm unfollowing you.
I never want the one on the left inside me. Which one's on the left? Is that me or you?
I think I'm on the right, right?
No, you're on the left.
No, that's right.
No,
no that's left.
No, yeah, that's left. You're on the left.
Ah, oh, kinky grandma. You got it.
My left.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
And you. We're both on the left.
Neither of us are going in her. It's just so.
We both are now.
Why? She said.
Because.
Oh, I kind of want. I thought she said she doesn't want.
Well, now I kind of don't want it.
What is happening?
Move on to the story, man.
I stroked out. I stroked out. Colby's on the left. Thanks, Pinella. Thanks for letting her know so she could pick us out. Oh, Colby, that's right. That's who that is.
Yep. Yep.
Can we permaban him? All right. Yeah. Having just learned that one of Game of Thrones' most ambitious and capable directors, Miguel Sapochnik, who directed Battle of the Bastards and Hard Home. What's Hard Home?
Hard Home is the one where the John's on the boat going away and the Night King's like raises it's the slaughter, I think, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Hard Home.
You're the one who just blazed through the entire season.
I want to say I'm right.
Could very well direct half of the show's final season.
Good, because those are the best two episodes.
Okay. Fans may now rejoice to learn how many resources the director will have at his disposal. The network is ramping up the budget big time for the eighth and final season of The Jewel in its peak TV crown.
Should have done that.
According to the new report from Variety, the final six episodes of Game of Thrones will cost a staggering $15 million apiece. All right, bye. We've heard the real budget may actually be much, much higher than that. In recent years, the standard for, oh my god, that's expensive TV has been around $10 million per episode. That's the incredible amount Netflix paid down for both of its enormously successful Crown and the less successful The Get Down. It also, Ballpark, which an episode of Game of Thrones has cost HBO for the past few years. Final six episodes reportedly be feature length. The longest episode of the series, the seventh season finale, clocked in just shy at 80 minutes. And each episode of the final seasons will be even longer than that. Well, that'll be good, right? That's what you want, isn't it?
Bigger, yes. Absolutely, that's what I want.
So here's my
problem.
Because
they should have done that with season 7.
Okay, so they're like $15 million per episode. There's 6 episodes.
Uh-huh.
So it's $90 million
right.
for the entire season.
They spent how much this season? 180?
Is that how much they spent?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So
120, something like that.
Can't be that much.
Yeah.
No, because then that because there was only 7 seasons or 7 episodes this season, so that would be more than $15 million an episode. So they spent more on the season that just aired than the season now?
Yeah, maybe 100,000. Yeah. We read an article 2 shows back about it, man. Where are you at?
Where are you at?
Where are you at?
Where are you
I remember
at?
It's
right
somewhere
here.
In the 100,000 range.
I'm right here.
You're not right there.
I'm right here.
You're somewhere else, man.
So The Crown cost $100 million
okay.
to make because it's 10 episodes.
Yep.
Game of Thrones only gets 90. The Crown is a period piece about the Queen of England. The most expensive thing they had to do is recreate Buckingham Palace and get John Lithgow to put on a fat suit. All right? They have dragons.
They have dragons.
Why can't
ice
they?
Wizards.
Why can't they at least put like $15 million? Does that feel like enough for a TV show? Like, okay, think about it this way: like King Arthur, that terrible King Arthur movie. What was its budget? You
Great
think
King Arthur movie probably $100,000?
I mean, $100 million.
Yeah, that.
Okay, so it's
$100,000 straight.
$100 million for that movie.
Crap.
It was an hour and a half, two
yeah.
hours at the most.
Mm-hmm.
So it had a bigger budget than 7 movie-length episodes of Game of Thrones for that one movie.
About 2 episodes of Game of Thrones.
Okay, 2. All right, all right. Yeah. 2. All right, so there's 4 left.
I know.
That, why? No one is going to watch HBO after this is over.
No way.
So why not just blow your money and close down HBO?
So you get the rest of humanity watching your TV show because they're like, it's the best thing ever.
King Arthur was great. Punch Seth in the throat. Is this who you want to be in bed with?
No.
All right.
Well, I mean, he wants to be in bed with both of us, according to him. But,
well, yes.
It was all right.
All right. Yeah, I think that was your review on the show. Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah, my point wasn't that it was bad. My point was is that it cost $100 million.
It did.
And Game of Thrones
to
cost
Game
less.
Of Thrones,
yeah.
Which is amazing and much yeah. better. So you tell me why they are like,
well, no,
this
man.
Is enough. This
well,
is enough.
Are you satisfied?
I'm not.
Okay.
Give it $100 million an episode.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what we want right
make
there.
Make them just make the next 7 episodes each a movie.
That's what I'm saying. That's yeah. what they should do.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
What if each one was a movie and it was every year? Would you be okay with
yes.
that?
Yes.
I would agree.
Yep.
I would too.
Yeah. I'd be down. Just don't end it. For the love of God, don't take away my life.
They're going to take it away. Oh, it's over. They're going to do spinoffs.
Don't take it away.
They're going to do spinoffs. They've announced that, but they don't say what the spinoffs are.
I don't want those.
Well, they're going to do those.
I don't want them.
It's over, man.
Just continue the story.
No, that ain't going to happen. The people are going to go make that racist show,
yeah,
remember?
Okay, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe I don't want the story to continue. Because Harry Potter's little continuation with the
yeah, but
the unborn
that's because she
thing.
Won't let go of it. If they
it
gave
really
it to other
bad.
People, though.
It was really bad.
Yeah, the cursed child?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, the plot was not.
Yeah, remember, bad. He's writing the last Star Wars movie.
What?
Yeah, we've talked about that on the show. That's why people are mad.
What?
Yeah.
I give up.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
I give up.
Author of that is writing the last Star Wars movie.
People, I give up. I'm done. Can't
yeah.
take it.
That's why people are mad, because it was the Jurassic World guy and the dude who was writing who wrote the Cursed Child.
I'm going to explode.
I mean, J.J. Abrams is now directing and writing.
Well, yeah. He better be like, all right, dude. Back up. But he's no better. J.J. Mr. Steven Dick Spielberg. No, what? He's not better.
Is that his name? I didn't realize
he's
it was his
the
nickname.
New Spielberg is what people call him.
Oh, okay.
This modern day Spielberg.
How can you be a modern day Spielberg when Spielberg is still
because
out?
Because he's not out. When's the last thing he did? BFG.
That was a great movie.
It was a terrible movie.
It had
movie.
A 2 minute long farting corgi scene. That's
exactly
one of the best things I've ever seen
point
in cinema.
As to why it's
hilarious,
terrible.
Dude. Hilarious.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know what? If you don't like the BFG more than King Arthur, leave the channel. You've never seen it. You can't leave. You have to watch the BFG.
I'm never watching that thing, ever. It looks
good,
like
man.
The worst pile of crap just scraped off of his butt and like been like, put that on film.
It's good. So what you're saying is Steven Spielberg's butt scrapings is better than J.J. Abrams' masterworks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, we're going to move on from that one. What about an artist who is launching a 100-foot satellite that will be visible to the naked eye? Space art will become a whole new level of public art.
No. How is that allowed to happen?
Look at this thing. In space, nothing frivolous is tolerated. There's plenty of beauty in the abyss of the universe, but relatively little of it is human-made. We build habitats, rocket ships, blah, 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 blah. American artist Trevor Paglen hopes to change that in the next year with Orbital Reflector. He's planning to launch a sculpture into low Earth orbit for terrestrial viewers to watch
Dude,
and track with an app. It's a useless satellite serving no
light.
Purpose.
And burn people alive. That's going to reflect down like a mirror at a specific time
right.
into a specific place. This will never happen.
It looks like a giant lawn dart or a hiltless sword floating through space. The original prototype shape was a sphere, but he and his team redesigned the satellite to be a 100-foot long stretched out diamond shape for maximum reflective surface area, so it will be visible in the night sky with the naked eye from Earth.
So you're telling me it's not reflective enough to burn people alive? Is that what you're saying?
You're really worried about being burned alive.
I mean, I guess it's the moon. The moon doesn't burn people.
No.
So I think we're okay.
Isn't it like focus light?
But also
light?
The moon is much farther away than a satellite would
it's
be.
True. It's true. I lost my place. It looks like a giant launder. Around April 2018, it will be folded into a brick-sized package and packed into a CubeSat, which will be strapped to a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, blasted beyond the atmosphere, and then released to orbit roughly 350 miles above the surface of the Earth.
So you're telling me that this is actually happening? Like,
yeah.
You got approval for this.
After 2 months, the sculpture will deorbit naturally, slowed by the atmosphere, and dragged back down by Earth's gravitational pull. It'll disintegrate on the way down.
2 months?
Yeah, for 2 months it'll be up there. Just floating in space, burning people alive.
Why not put it out in the geosynchronous orbit
forever?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's ugly.
Probably because there's a lot of space junk in the way, and it would probably hit something and send that shit spiraling. Space is sketchy. Don't go sending art pieces up there. Don't
okay.
do it.
Let me ask you a question here.
Yes.
So if I was rich, could I just charter a rocket and shoot whatever I wanted in space?
Yeah, it seems like it. It seems like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's right?
He's going to kill people. This is going to end up killing somebody.
I just want to send random stuff into space.
Here's my shoe. Here's a potato.
I mean, how disrespectful would it be if you did just shoot your shoe up into space?
Yeah, and be like, I spent $1 million sending my shoe into orbit.
I got so like Bill Gates should literally strap $1 million to a rocket and shoot it into space just for the LOLs.
Rain down.
Oh my God!
That would be like, it explodes like right before it.
Yeah, talk about humanitarian effort.
And just rains down on Africa or something.
Philanthropy.
Someone in chat, do the math about how much surface area you could cover with $1 million.
Not a lot.
Pre-atmospheric, would it rain down?
It wouldn't, no. It would be not that big.
What if it was like over the Sahara and it started the, dude, we just could write a movie.
What?
Sierra Money Hunt.
Sierra Money
Someone
Hunt?
Someone shoots a rocket with $3 million, let's make it $100 million.
$1 billion?
No, that's too much.
It's Dr. Evil
No
time.
One's going to believe the story if it's $1 billion. All right, $100 million
okay.
into space or close to the atmosphere because it can't burn up when it comes down.
Yeah.
So as far up as it can go over the Sahara Desert, rains down over the Sahara.
Okay.
You know, guy starting pistol, everyone runs into the desert. You grab as much money as you can.
That would lead to a bloodbath.
There's the movie, dude.
There's the
You
purge.
Put the Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it.
Oh, my God.
All right? Everyone will go see it because he can't make bad movies because he can be in movies like Andreas and it is, people will still see it. Like, everyone's like, you know
Andreas.
What? Like, you know, John Cusack, you remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in 2012.
Right.
You know what happened to him after 2012? He died. He died. That's what happened.
He was in The Raven.
What's that?
Edgar Allan Poe's movie.
So he's dead then.
Yeah, he's dead. It was very small.
You know what happened to Dwayne The Rock Johnson after he did San Andreas?
Fast 8.
Yeah, he made $6 trillion afterwards.
The top-selling movie in the entire world.
Dwayne
at
The Rock
time.
Johnson can do no wrong. So we're gonna get this script in the hand of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Put Kevin Hart in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
They'll work. Yeah, they'll go together.
Mm-hmm.
Put Matthew McConaughey as the bad guy or something.
Oh,
that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Or Woody Harrelson. Oh, let's reunite Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, and they'll play their characters from True Detective Season 1, trying to track down the person who shot the rocket up into the air.
This plot has gone off the rails.
It's so good.
It never started.
It's so bad, all right?
Why the Sahara?
Because it's wide
Why
open
not
space.
LA?
Because there's too many people. We're thinking about casting. We can shoot this whole thing in New Mexico without a permit because no one's going to know we're there.
We have Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it.
They don't ask about permits. They're bigwigs. We'll get them a trailer. They'll sit in it. Done.
This is the worst idea you've ever had.
This is the best idea I've ever had.
This is the worst idea.
We're going to need $100 million worth of fake money, a plane to drop it from the sky for a couple shoots of it raining down.
We'll need $100 million to afford Kevin Hart and The Rock
to
be in this shit-ass movie.
We'll give them a percentage of the gross.
Okay.
I can sell them.
Make nothing.
I can sell them.
Because who's going to go see Sahara Money Drop?
America. America's going to see it.
Maybe if you actually did it and then was like, hey, Americans, here's some money. And then we just film everybody getting shit. And then people actually
So now
people.
You're pivoting to a reality television
show.
Oh,
yeah.
Sahara
That's
Money Drop.
That's a better idea.
Produced by Mark Burnett, dude.
Yes. Starring Joe Rogan as the host. Fear Factor.
Dude, let's do it, man. And let's get Alex Jones to narrate.
Oh, perfect.
Early Sarah morning, it fell down into my drooping microphone just now.
You see, the aliens came down and shot the money wad, so now we gotta go clean it up before them frogs turn into gay lizards.
The money wad. I could live without ever hearing
money
that.
Money wad.
Gross. First of all, that's a great idea, okay? Mm-hmm. Everything that we both just said is a great idea.
Someone
and one day, someone
we'll
is going to do that.
Okay.
And I'm going to be mad at you
if
for shooting it down
happens,
on the show.
You got me on record as saying it was really dumb.
Yep, and just know that I thought it was great, and all the money that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to make for Sahara Money Drop, I could have been me. I could have been Dwayne
it's
The Rock
name.
Johnson.
I mean, that rolls.
Yeah, that's a great name, Sahara Money Drop, yep. Dude. I'm going to go register SaharaMoneyDrop.com right now. And we're going to put out a fake trailer. We're going to build the hype. We're going to leave video cassettes on, like, theaters, you know, like The Ring did
this
or whatever.
It's our life goal to do this.
Sahara
Let's
Money
just
drop, dude.
Everything, the show, the jobs, all money. Let's
yes.
just go out
Please
to
walk
Sahara
into your boss's office tomorrow and be like,
go.
Look, I'm leaving to make a movie. It's called Sahara Money Drop.
And we're going
to Would you like
money.
To invest $100 million? Don't fluff it up like me, though. You got to say it good and straight.
Yeah,
be like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's going to be in it. Just tell him it
just
is.
Just tell him.
Yeah, we're gonna it's like the secret. We're going to will it into existence.
Oh, my God.
We're going to put it on our vision board, Sahara Money Drop.
We're going to put it up and then just wait.
Dude, look at think of the
poster, like these dunes with like Dwayne The Rock Johnson's face up here and like Kevin Hart's face down here, and Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey, and just money raining from the sky onto an orange Sahara. Sahara money drop. You know, we need a good tagline. There's money in that sand. Dude, it's a $1 million idea.
Oh my God, it's so stupid. So, okay.
Yeah.
The money drops from the sky.
Yes.
And then what do?
They search for the money, and then drama happens.
It's gonna be everywhere if you explode money into the air.
Over the entire Sahara, man. Duh.
So they don't need to find it. They can see all of it because it's all on the ground now.
No, they're gonna have to get more. The person who I forgot to tell you, the person who gets the most money gets to spend a night with Eva Mendes.
It's getting stupider and stupider. I just continue egging it on.
How about the person who gets the most money gets to own the company? Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go! Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson are the owners of a company that sponsors the event.
Okay.
All right? Oh, and Matthew McConaughey says the prize is the company. And Woody Harrelson doesn't like that idea. And so there's drama there.
You put the bar up as the prize?
Exactly. Exactly, dude. They're going to have a ringer. Kevin Hart can get Johnny Knoxville and Kevin Hart play the ringers.
But still, you only said two people. So only Kevin Hart and The Rock are competing.
There's a million people out there. Anyone who can go to the Sahara.
You said we needed to keep it small budget, man. No. We can go out guerrilla style into the Sahara.
No, I said we wouldn't need a permit. All right? That's what I said. We spent all our money on actors.
Okay.
We're going to have an ensemble cast led by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Kevin Hart, Matthew McConaughey, and Woody Harrelson, and Eva Mendes will be the love interest of one of them. Perhaps there will be an on-set romance between me and Eva Mendes.
Yep, that's the whole point of Eva Mendes being there, isn't it?
What's the name of Will Ferrell's character in Step, or what's the other guys where he's dating Eva Mendes? Gator? Is his name Gator?
His name is not Gator.
I think it might be Gator.
It's not Gator.
Because he's a pimp, remember? And I think his name's Gator.
No.
All right, let's make a bet. All right, let's make a gentleman's agreement right now. If his name is Gator, we're going to make my movie. His name is not Gator. We'll do whatever you want to do.
Scrap the whole thing. All right. Scrap the whole thing.
IMDb.
Agreement.
The other guys.
No way is his name Gator.
It's Gator. Let's just go to quotes, because I'm sure it'll be in there, right? Quotes.
Alan Gamble.
Well, yeah, but that's not his pimp name. Let's see. Quotes. I'm just going to do a search for Gator. Oh, Gator's bitches better be using Jimmy's. Boom! Boom, his name's Gator Sierra Money Drop in theaters August
2020, 2400.
Right there, dude. His name's Gator.
Oh, God.
That's right, man. Gator. Gator needs his gat right there. See?
You punk-ass bitch.
There's Gator. I just searched period.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot of yellow bars over there.
Are you a big man, huh? I'm talking to you in his Gator voice. See that? Gator turned van upside down like they in a crazy washing machine. See that one? Gator. No, I just did that one. I just read that one twice. Reread that one. Okay, maybe that's it.
I think that's it.
But yeah, that's enough to prove my point that his name is Gator.
Sahara Money Drop.
Yep.
Will come out when it comes out.
Yep. Just like all great, but just like
that's
the
all
iPad.
I can say about that.
Just like the iPad.
It'll be out when it's done. When it's done. No, that will never.
But you guys heard the gentleman's agreement that Colby now has to quit his job, leave his family and friends behind, and do nothing but acquire Dwayne The Rock Johnson for Sierra Money.
Acquire $100 million to make the movie about $100 million raining down onto Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart, who already have that amount of money and don't need any more of it.
There's money in that sand.
There's money in that sand.
Yeah.
There's money in no sand, because this will never happen.
It's going to happen. It's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea. You know what? And I think the audience will agree with me.
I don't think so.
Yep.
I really don't think so.
Sin, if you agree with this idea, tweet at Seth and Colby, or send Colby an email directly, colby@duo.com. I think that comes to me, so.
Sure.
Pretty sure it does.
Yep.
Does that come to you?
Nope.
Okay, don't do it. Tweet at Seth and Colby, because it goes to Colby, and he will never check it.
I won't.
He probably doesn't even remember his password, because you'd have to go on some type of scavenger hunt to find a password.
Also, Duo hadn't been alive for 2 years, man.
What are you talking about? We just added a new show to Duo.
2 years.
Look at this right here, man. Look at this.
I know. Are we a part of it? Do you see any Duo branding anywhere around this screen?
Yeah, I see this one, this branding right here. I see that branding right there.
Oh, yeah, minus that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I think the place before every show.
I also like this. Yeah, the 404.
Oh, that's because I forgot to. All right. And you know what? That's my bad, guys. I forgot to do a redirect on that, so I'm going to have to type shows. Oh, God! This is not worth it.
This?
I'm taking away all the mojo from Blood in the Sand or whatever the name of my bad movie was.
The movie is terrible.
You know what?
You're doing terrible.
I'm going to have to go to just duo.com in general and just click the link.
I would just laugh if it was gone.
You know, shows right here. Look who's front and center, man.
Hey, that's our faces.
Look, there's us right there.
Look at that.
Look at that. There's popular shows. We should be number one, though.
Yeah, probably.
Probably number one. Look at that. I have an update. You can tell I haven't updated the website. 10 episodes now.
It's a very good website, man.
10 episodes. I haven't updated it. Yeah. But you know what? This is probably a good one. What's the line between hate speech and free speech? No, that's probably not a good episode to have on them. We should probably update that. To this one. So everyone hears about Blood in the Sand or whatever the name of the thing is.
Sierra Money Drop.
That's it. Look at this. God. Look at this show. Look at all the episodes available.
That's a lot of episodes,
dude,
man.
Blowing you away with content. Duo.com right here.
The R Money Sign feed, man.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful right there, dude.
That's so good.
It's beautiful. All right. Well, Sierra Money Drop is going to be a great movie, and I don't care what you say. Okay?
Yeah, sure. I'll take your word on it, man.
Yeah, it's because it's going to be great.
Yep.
Okay.
That all came about from a goddamn art satellite that somebody's going to be launching because they're too rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he ever intended that to happen from that idea.
No, but you know what? We should get in contact with him and let him know.
Yeah. We should be like, hey, instead of putting this piece of crap up in space that's going to be gone in 2 months, let's just release money into the desert.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sounds so stupid.
Let's do it. Aston Martin just showed off designs for a limited edition submarine. Speaking of rich people with too much time.
Yeah.
Submarines are usually great. Blah, 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 blah. Apparently, Aston Martin, the luxury car maker, is known for being James Bond's car of choice, has partnered with the Triton Submarines to create a submersible that's made for those who like nice things. Aston Martin says the partnership has shaped a unique concept that would lead to an exclusive, strictly limited edition vehicle. In other words, you better start saving. Flagship project from Aston Martin Consulting is just a concept design at the moment that will eventually lead to development of a 3-person sub.
I was going to say that one. The first image looked like some Destiny spacecraft.
I mean,
thing.
That looks
like,
pretty sweet, honestly.
How big is that? But the dome is, I'm assuming, where you sit.
Project Neptune is defined by its sleek, elegant exterior, said Marieke Reitman, Executive Vice President and Chief Creative Officer at Aston Martin. We have used forms and proportions that express the same devotion to design, engineering, and beauty that shape our cars. Further specs about the submarine are limited. For instance, Aston and Triton haven't detailed how deep Neptune can go at speed or how much it might cost. Aston says the venture will enable it to branch out into new aspects of the luxury world, which will make appearance in Daniel Craig's last Bond film, The Fingers Turn the Cross. Okay,
are you kidding me? They made this for the Bond film.
They probably did.
They made this for the Bond.
I think that's probably safe to assume, because who buys this?
Richard Branson.
So they're going to make one?
Yeah, he buys 15 for Barack Obama to
like
come
how much,
visit.
How much money does these car companies have that they can spend all this money on R&D, they can pay all these designers and all that stuff to make a submarine that one person is going to buy? And no one can fund Sahara Money Drop.
Hey, man, billionaires are being born every day, maybe.
No, they aren't. That's a stupid saying.
Millionaires?
No.
Millionaires?
No.
Yeah.
Most people in America are born in debt due to the medical costs of being born.
Well, I'm saying that people become millionaires.
Yeah, but they're not
on
born
on a daily basis. They're born millionaires.
No, they're not.
They're brand new. They were just born a millionaire.
Why didn't you just say a new person becomes a millionaire?
What
every
I
day?
Meant. God, you big old grammar bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's grammar. Yep,
literacy.
That's more accurate.
Words.
I don't know. This is just stupid. I just, like, why is there an Aston Martin submarine?
I'm sold. Take my money. Yeah, sure. You write her for a blog that totally could afford that $1 million submarine.
I don't know why you're attacking Thuy Ong.
I'm attacking Thuy Ong.
Let's see. Twitter's app has disappeared from the Apple Watch. Let's see. J.J. Abrams turned acquainted sci-fi anime Your Name into a live-action film. Facebook is making it easier to find blood in India. Microsoft creates Xbox One S and all her Paul Walker. I mean, these are pretty good stories, dude. I don't know why you defamed this poor lady.
I defamed her because she can't.
She writes news for The Verge.
They can literally take all of your money and it will not come close to being able to afford that submarine.
No.
Just saying.
No.
So then don't take my money.
You think they're
going to
sell it?
I can't.
What if they
get?
Just give it to people?
Yeah, here you go. Here's one. No. They're going to sell it.
I don't know. I bet they just give
They're
it to someone.
They're not in the game. Of course, the James Bond film had to buy one, man.
No.
They're not just leasing it.
I bet they are.
They're going to blow it up.
They're probably looking at like marketing budget. They're like we could buy billboards or we could design a submarine. Nope. I bet they do that. Guarantee you.
Nope. Here's the submarine, guys. You want our car as well? It's $200,000.
All right. Here's the Hollywood salary report. Movie stars to makeup artists to boom operators. Here's how much they make. All right. So movie star top dollars. All right. A-listers hover around $20 million a picture, like Jennifer Lawrence for Red Sparrow, Will Smith for Netflix Bright, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson for Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and can take home tens of millions in the back end. A $15 million club is slightly less exclusive, by no means crowded. Harrison Ford reportedly made that much for The Force Awakens, as did Robert Downey Jr. for Spider-Man Homecoming. Wow. Middle dollar, gone are the upfront paydays for even reliable draws. Emma Watson got just $3 million up front. Oh, poor girl, just $3
million.
I'll just have to put that on top of her Harry Potter money. And can take home tens of millions more on the end up pocketing nearly $20 million thanks to her back end. Jessica Chastain got $700,000 for her role in Woman Walks Ahead, but that film's $12 million budget wouldn't cover the hairspray bills on Beast. I don't even know what Woman Walks Ahead is.
And what's Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
Well,
it's making a reference to the previous movie.
You can't just put Beast in italics and expect people to know that that's Beauty and the Beast. There's other creations that can be italicized because that's the proper way to grammatically write it in a sentence that are called Beast.
Our bottom dollar, an actor with only a few credits appearing in his or her first big franchise movie like Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman or Henry Cavill in Man of Steel, expected to earn between $150,000 and $300,000. They'll make considerably more if there's a sequel, and on the really low end, the kids were at paid SAG-AFTRA scale, now between $65,000 and $75,000. So the kids in It only made $75,000 each. How horrible, dude. What do you think?
I'm like, I get it, but then also you wouldn't have got the movie you got if you hired some other kid. Like, maybe you would have. But
what other kid can you hire?
Right, like those are the top acting kids.
It was a Stranger Kids kids,
yeah,
wasn't it? Yeah.
One of them.
One of
something.
Them. I don't know. Okay, a producer. The herd of the first dollar gross producers has thinned, but there are still a few. Beauty and the Beast, David Hoberman, and Todd Lieberman got an upfront fee of $2 million, plus a cut off the top. Sources say they made as much as $20 million. Get Out's Jason Blum made a killing as well, reportedly banking as much as $10 million in his first dollar back end, while X-Men's Simon Kinberg, who gets close to $2 million up front, also made $1 million in back end deals. So the average studio producer typically makes about $750,000 per film. First-time producers on a studio project earn about $250,000.
Well, didn't they also put money in, though?
I don't know.
I feel like producers do that, right? Are they buying money, guys?
I think they do most of the work to get the movie made. Like, they find people to do stuff. Like, they're the ultimate delegators, but I don't think they put any of their own money in.
They definitely put in some of their own money,
right?
I
don't think they do, man.
Not Vin Diesel. Well, he put his name as a producer on Fast 8, and I'm sure he put some money in to make that thing. Some.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I think...
Not 1 cent?
No.
Not 1 cent.
I don't think so. I think the idea is he produced it, so he's like, I back this movie, whether or not it's good or not, the way it, you know, shows that I'm into it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Sure.
Agent, okay? WMEIMG bumped its valuation up to $6.3 billion in August, following a $1.1 billion infusion of outside funds. Just how that trickles down to co-CEOs Ari Emanuel and Patrick Whitesell is closely guarded secrets, but those two, along with CAA's Richard Lovett, Kevin Huvane, and Brian Loward, who each pocketed $40 million when TPG took a majority stake in the agency in 2014, may be the only agents in Hollywood making eight figures annually.
Eight
figures is a lot. Annual. A lot. And it's annual.
Annual is a lot.
That's what it's... That's the key word there. Like, every year you make eight figures.
I'd be down with that.
I think you're doing okay. Veteran agents with high-earning clients can double their base salary with bonuses in a good year, taking home a total of mid to high seven figures. The average range is $300,000 to $500,000 a year.
Bottom dollar. Newbie agents fresh from the mailroom barely clear $50,000.
Oh, no.
Starting deals at around $60,000 with a significant renegotiation. Assistants make between $30,000 to $40,000.
I would not want to be a Lloyd, though.
Yeah.
That sounds like that's not worth the money to me. $30,000 to be an assistant to someone who makes eight figures
and
or seven
deal
figures?
With someone like Ari in the show?
Yeah, no.
No. No, thanks.
Director. Sources say Ridley Scott received $10 million to $12 million up front for Alien Covenant, but took a smaller paycheck to shoot the more personal drama All the Money in the World. Between $1 million and $3 million. Patty Jenkins got only $1 million to direct Wonder Woman, but her salary jumped for the sequel. She's getting $8 million and $9 million, making her the highest-paid female director ever. Newish or indie directors jumping in the studio pool for the first time can expect to make about $400,000 to $500,000, although Jordan Vogt Roberts is said to have made closer to $750,000 for Skull Island. Even Simon Kinberg, among the highest-paid producers and screenwriters in town, took a pay cut. He'll only make $500,000 for his directorial debut, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
What's that? What's X-Men Dark Phoenix?
It's an X-Men movie that's
coming
out.
Is that a new X-Men movie?
Yeah, that would be my guess. It probably has Sansa in it. That would be my guess.
Shoot me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the only person on the planet that liked X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I don't know why people didn't like it. I really liked it.
I couldn't take Poe Dameron being fucking Apocalypse.
See, I didn't notice that. When I watched the movie
from the get-go,
I didn't notice that.
I was like, "That is Oscar Isaac." And I'm like,
"I don't like Olivia Munn. That's who I didn't like in that movie.
She wasn't even in it.
I know. That's how I could stomach it. She's bad. She can't act.
She's funny.
No,
you didn't like her in The Newsroom.
No, she is the same character in every single thing she plays. An emotionless woman.
Yeah." You're telling me The Rock's not the same thing every single time that he plays something?
No, all right? I saw him in Walking Tall, and he showed range.
The only range he has ever showed was in, like, the Tooth Fairy or Game Plan, whenever he was Big Mama Jama, but I gotta take care of some kids.
For the record, The Rock can't show range either. Neither can Kevin Hart.
Nope.
But they don't pretend their movies are good. Like, none of them are in Oscar movies.
No, they...
Like, Kevin Hart is not out there being like, how come we didn't get nominated for Central Intelligence?
No, but
because they know
Diesel
what they're
is.
Doing. Well, Vin Diesel's an idiot.
Vin Diesel said that Fast 8 was top best movie of the year at the Oscars worthy.
That's because he's an idiot.
Yeah, he's a big dumb.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, he's going, like, he's getting dumber.
Yeah, and he's another one of those guys who's the same thing in every movie.
You're right.
Yeah.
Except Groot. He's a big old tree.
He had three words in that movie. And no, I didn't misspeak and say lines. I said words.
Words.
He actually had four in the first one. He actually cut his words for the second one.
I am Groot.
End of lines for him.
He also needed to say it in every single language, though, so.
Oh, that's true. Need? No. They just had extra money. Yeah. Boom operator. Working on big budget projects and more experienced guys hold the mics can make up $120,000 per year based on 40-week years. Or 40-week year per guild rules. It's pretty good, man. $120,000 to hold a mic?
Dude, holding a mic is hard.
Yeah, but it's 120 grand.
If we shot that one, I don't even remember what we shot.
The one we did 12 years ago?
It was for ICT, or Rock ICT, way
or
back
okay,
when.
ICT,
Yeah. And I had to hold that thing up here.
Yeah, good for your back.
It was before I had muscle, though.
I think nowadays they have, like, contraptions that, like, hook to you.
And no.
I think they do, man.
No, there's still people just...
No, I don't think so. Middle dollar, typical studios pay about $72,000 a year. We're going to have micro budget films, less than $6 million, pays about $37,000 a year. So you make more as a boom operator than you do as an assistant to an agent.
I would rather hold a boom than just be like, right. Yep, we got it. Good.
That's
audio's good.
That's what I'm saying. Top dollar. If Pat Sajak ever spun the TV host, ever won the Wheel of Fortune, it would land on a $15 million a season. Ryan Seacrest is also getting take-home prize, $12 million for his return to host American Idol. Pat Sajak makes $15 million a year for reading cards on Wheel of Fortune. How's that make you feel, man?
Depressed.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Yeah.
He could easily fund Sahara Money Drop if he wanted to.
He really could.
He's not gonna, but he could. Alec Baldwin is earning $3 million for ABC's Match Game, and sources say Jamie Foxx is getting $4 million for Fox's Beat Shazam, which I've never heard of.
Never heard of that?
Nope.
Contestants have to name a song before Shazam does. That's the game.
Oh, my God. Like, beat the app?
Yeah. I wonder who's funding that show.
He's making $4 million an episode for that garbage?
For that garbage, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's like a bad bit I would have done on my radio show 10 years ago.
Now it's a national TV show. And, like, Carpool Karaoke is now on Apple Music for some...
Yeah, but that's a joke, right?
Reason?
Like, they have a TV channel now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... Does anyone...
I don't think it's supposed to be a joke.
Does anyone listen to Beats Radio? Seriously, does anyone listen to that?
Does anybody? Anybody? No? Cool. Nope, they said no.
Like, Apple has so much money, they can just never admit failure and continue to do it.
Yeah,
like,
they just should focus on what they actually should do. Oh, I complain about that all the time. Whenever they stream their damn keynotes, I'm like, you're not a streaming company. Don't stream on your own servers.
Dude, they got to. Because how else are they going to block all the browsers?
And then 5 seconds, this shit freezes, and I'm like...
I couldn't remember when I streamed it to Twitch because I covered it live.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't pull it up in Chrome because they blocked it. I had to open it in Edge.
That's
it
crazy.
Would only work in Microsoft Edge because they blocked Firefox.
Microsoft's cool, but yeah, fuck you, Google.
Well, that's because you can't watch it otherwise, because I don't think they make Safari for Windows anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So they just don't allow Chrome. They just don't allow Firefox.
Because if you're on a Mac, you can watch it on Safari.
Right.
And then if you're on a Windows,
you have to watch it on Edge.
Edge.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Yeah, they suck.
Terrible.
It's
terrible. Bottom dollar, Travel Channel's non-famous host makes about $40,000 per episode, which is pretty good still.
It's Travel Channel, so that means that you're traveling and getting paid to do so. So, yeah, that sounds pretty fucking good to me.
Yeah.
Give me that. Give me that.
Key grip. Top dollar. Movie studios will pay $131,068 for experienced talent per guild rules. TV shows pay $37.87 an hour. Or $59,000 a year for a 40-week year for grips. And bottom dollar is $41,000 a year.
You know what a grip is?
I don't.
I think
Is it related to Best Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like their assistants of grips, I feel
like. Aren't they the people who, like, hold the bags of, like, the equipment?
No, I think they're, like, I want to say it could be called a gaffer. But
no, that's
the
what Samwise Gamgee was. My old... That's for my... Gaffer! Remember when he hits that orc? That's for the Shire!
Yeah.
That's for Frodo! And that's for my old Gaffer! So he was talking about, like, the guy on the set that he became friends with?
Oh. I think it's the people that, like, make sure, like, the lights are stable and won't fall over and, like, everything on set is safe to be on set.
So they just stand there and look at things, but looks safe.
Yeah,
and they make,
like,
$20 an hour for that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's probably a job that's necessary.
That's my guess. I also am not in the film industry.
All right. Studio chief. All right. The average base salary at the chairman level, think Disney's Alan Horn or Fox's Stacy Snyder, is $5 million. Total annual compensation, however, can amount to $15 to $20 million when factoring in stock grants and bonuses. It's not clear whether former 20th Century Fox chairman Jim Giannopoulos negotiated a raise when he was named chairman CEO of Paramount Pictures this year, but he almost assuredly didn't take a pay cut. The major perks continue to be access to a private jet and a posh home theater.
Dude.
The middle dollar. What?
$1 million. $5 million a year.
Well, or 15 to 20, most likely. Top dollar.
A year!
Yeah.
I hate people.
Yeah, dude, these people are rich.
I hate them.
The base pay for a middle dollar commanded by a president of worldwide marketing distribution could be $1.5 million or more. One insider says Sony president of worldwide marketing distribution, Josh Greenstein, who re-upped with the studio September 21st, negotiated a significant hike, pushing his salary past $2 million. On the production side, a president of a motion picture group or vice chairman thinks Warner's Toby Emmerich or Fox's Emma Watts can take home $2 million a year in base pay before bonuses.
Oh, the hardship. Oh, I only get $2 million
a year. Yeah, but after
year.
Taxes, man, that's only like 1.3.
Oh, the hardship.
It's like
life's so bad, I've really got to get that promotion so I can get $5 million a year.
Yeah, that's only 2% of what you can make during Sahara Money Drop.
You can make all over. Just,
during Sahara Money Drop, man, you can make $100 million, though. That's the thing.
Or I could just take the $100 million.
Someone break into your house again?
No.
I get worried now. Whenever I see you look at your phone, I'm like, someone in your house?
Uh-oh. Someone's in the house.
I'm just checking. Bottom dollar. Those running the studio's specialty division, such as Focus Features, Fox Searchlight, or Sony Pictures Classic, had to squeak by on $1 million of base pay.
Oh, the fucking humanity of that. Ha, third world problems. I only get $1 million a year.
I hate Hollywood. Just blow it up. Burn them all. Mad King.
I think it's going to get worse.
Mad dude. King it up.
TV stars. Top dollar. The best paid broadcast actors like the Big Bang Theory stars Jim Parsons and Johnny Galecki make about $900,000 an episode, or about $20 million a year plus back end. On cable, the Game of Thrones cast each make about $500,000 an episode, while Netflix's highest paid star, Kevin Spacey, earns about $500,000 an episode for House of Cards.
So what was the Game of Thrones one?
$500,000 an episode.
Cast each make. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure it's not every member of the cast. Like, I'm sure the guy who plays Samwell Tarly doesn't make $500,000.
You think Arya Stark's making $500,000
a
year?
No. I think it's Jon Snow, Daenerys, Jaime, Cersei, Tyrion.
Yeah.
Those are probably it.
If I was I'd be like, give me that money.
Because they're the ones that are in every episode.
Yeah.
No matter what, they're in every episode. Like, they might make more going into the last season because they're going to be in every episode.
Right.
But they weren't paid that much for season four, but I bet Jamie and all of them were.
So that feels low for the biggest TV show on
Yeah, well, Earth. Everything about money for Game of Thrones feels pretty low, doesn't it?
It kind of does,
except for
yeah.
the returns that HBO is making. I'm sure those are very high.
Yeah, well, minus that 70% that just pirated.
I'm sure they're still doing okay, man.
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they are. Middle dollar actors, lower on the credits, like Indira Varma, who was a regular in Game of Thrones during seasons 5 to 7. Who's that? Indira Varma, man, who is that?
Red hair?
Is that the red lady? That's what I first thought.
No.
I'll Google her. Indira
Because
Varmer.
She was in season, like, 3 with Stannis.
Oh, it's the Sand Snake lady.
Sand Snake.
It's the Sand Snake lady. That lady right there. That lady right there.
Sand Snake.
There we go. Okay. Who was a regular on Game of Thrones during seasons 5 to 7, made just over $55,000 an episode. That's nothing. It's trash.
Trash.
Bigger stars in the younger series, like Mandy Moore
per
and This Is
episode.
Us, are said to earn $75,000 to $85,000. Yeah, but think of it this way, man. All right. I mean, I get these are numbers that are ridiculous. Like, we would be happy to take that, all right? That we'd be very happy. That's more than we make in a year that we do 8 times a year for 3 straight years.
Yep.
So what is that? That's 24 years of our life that we could know we wouldn't have to work anymore if we lived the same lifestyle we live now. Now, knowing us, we would spend it all in the first week on liquor.
Mm-hmm.
But we
liquor? That'd be hard. Cars. Houses. Bitches.
Liquor for
not
me.
Not the bitches.
Liquor for me. Yeah, definitely
all
not
liquor?
Women. I don't want to spend my time with women if I'm
all
that rich.
All liquor?
Dude, whatever you buy
How
in cars.
How much liquor, one, could you drink, or two, could you buy?
Let's start with two. However much that much money is, and let's start, then we'll go to one and all of it.
Over the course of what period of time? For the rest of your life?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
It's called alcohol poisoning. You will be dead.
Then I won't need it anymore.
You wouldn't?
There you go.
Then
problem
solved.
You
couldn't spend the rest of your money, though, man.
I'd spend it all. Pour it on my grave. Let my body be drunk.
Pour it all out for the homie.
Yeah, man, pour it out for me. A supporting lead with no prior regular role series makes about $30,000 an episode, which is what the kids from Stranger Things earned during their first season.
How's it make you feel? I just saw your face. How's it make you feel that kid on Stranger Things makes more money than you? And he's just a kid riding a bike.
I hate him. I hate all these people. I'll burn them alive.
I'm gonna eat you alive.
I'm gonna burn children alive.
All right, dude.
Man.
TV writer. Season writers can fetch upward of $15,000 an episode, unless, of course, they're the showrunner, in which case they make a ton more. We'll get to that. Middle dollar, the average working scribe on a network show makes between $5,000 and $10,000 an episode, depending on exposure, depending on experience. So, like, 22-episode network show.
Writers don't get enough.
They don't. The reason the show works, right?
Yeah. Without them, the show would be shitty.
Right.
And therefore would not make money to pay the rest of the cast. Ah, that's terrible.
A first-time writer gig pays about $4,000 a week, which is the latest WGA scale. They will pay you as little as they possibly can to get you, which means guild minimum, said one writer.
I mean, I'll do it.
$4,000 a week?
Yep. If you expect good content, you're not going to get it.
That's about $80,000 a year, probably.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll settle me down. I could live.
No, you wouldn't.
I would live like that.
All you do when you get richer is you spend more money.
No.
You always feel just as poor.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
No.
Yeah.
Because you just consistently want more things. I got this. Now I want that. Now I got this. But now I want that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Rich people.
Yep. Got to upgrade from that red bottle to that black bottle to that green bottle to that blue bottle, friend. That's just how it works.
I hate them.
Makeup artist, $124,000 for a big budget film. Although star artists can negotiate more. See, that seems low. $124,000 for a makeup artist?
That seems high as shit.
Really?
Yes.
I guess it depends on the movie. Like, if it's Lord of the Rings, that's low. If it's Central Intelligence, it's probably pretty good.
That's pretty damn good regardless.
I don't know, man. LA's
makeup
expensive.
Artists, are you telling me that those are the people that are making, like, the orc costumes?
I don't
or
know.
Are those
are they?
The people that make Legolas look pretty? Because if it's that one, definitely overpaid. 1,000%
overpaid.
Say
it's the orc costumes. Like, who else would do the orc costume?
I feel like that's, like, props.
No, because, like, when it's the Oscars, like, best makeup is, like, orc costumes.
Is it?
I think it
you're
is.
Right.
I think you're right. Like, they always show, like, the people in, like, with white faces, you know, and period pieces and stuff for makeup artists, you know. Like, they don't ever show, like, Johnny Depp sitting in a chair being normal. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good point. You're right.
Digital talent.
Right.
Top stars' incomes depend largely on how active they are. Acting roles range from $5,000 per episode for a web series to $75,000 for a walk-on appearance in a movie, and brand deals can be big income drivers. But industry sources say stars who own merch businesses like Logan Paul and Jeffree Star can make as much as $15 million.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do, man.
$15 million. I'd settle for $5 right now. Middle dollar. The upper tier YouTube star's annual income can hover somewhere close to $5 million a year with sponsorships. Bethany Mota was offered $325,000 for promoting a skincare company, making up the bulk of their earnings. Do you know who Bethany Mota is?
No.
I don't know who that is either. PewDiePie is in the 8-digit range.
Yeah.
For how much money he makes.
8?
Yeah, like upwards of $10 to $20 million is how much money he makes every year. Off his YouTube stuff and sponsorships combined. PewDiePie!
No way.
Yeah, man.
Like, what sponsors? I watch all his videos.
He gets stuff sponsored all the time.
None of them are sponsored. One, he's never like at the end of his, by the way, Dollar Shave Club, everybody should go check that out. Like, no, that never happens on his channel. So either it's the headphone brand that he wears that's always on the top of his
head. That's
going
to be one of them, yeah.
Or that's it. It's the shirts that he wears, and most of them are his own shirts or blank.
PewDiePie sponsors.
It used to be Disney.
Well, no, that was his network.
Well, they paid for his office space.
Here we go. Let's see. Here's why PewDiePie will still earn millions even after anti-Semitic videos.
All right. Oh, he's got a book.
I mean, that'll do it, too. Let's see here. My God.
Yeah, you're finding it here, bro.
Last year, Kielberg, is that how you say his name?
Yep.
Look at that. I know Swedish. A gamer with more subscribers and views than anyone on YouTube earned $15 million, making him the highest paid YouTube star. The bulk of his cash came from advertising money made on YouTube, supplemented by sales of his New York Times bestseller, This Book Loves You, download of his widely popular mobile game Tuber Simulator and The Legend of Brofist and his YouTube Red series Scare PewDiePie and merchandise sales.
Wow, so not much.
That's not much?
That's not much. That's two apps, a book, and YouTube. That's it.
So here's what we got to do. If we want to be PewDiePie, we have to write up a New York Times bestseller and create
and
two apps.
Have people care about it, yeah.
Yeah, and also have people care about us in general.
Then, yeah, that.
Yeah. Please donate. He'll likely make at least $7 million this year that we'll include when we calculate our highest paid YouTube list for 2017. Okay, we got to look at that, right? This is going to be Depression Central here.
Oh, for sure.
Right here. This is going to be awesome. Oh, my God. Do you see this stuff?
Oh. Glitch.
If I would have let that load, it won't let me go to the article till I whitelist ad block.
That's funny.
Yeah. Highest paid YouTube stars of 2016, PewDiePie remains number one with $15 million. Okay, here we go, dude. PewDiePie is number one. Where's the actual list? Full list. Why is this so hard? Why is this so hard, man? Okay, number 10. Was that number 10?
I don't know.
No.
I think it just starts with number 9.
I think it just starts with number 9.
Unlike the iPhone.
Okay. Number 9 is Colleen Ballinger. Do you know her?
Nope.
She makes $5 million a year. What about Rhett and Link?
Yep.
You know them?
Yep.
Their pair hosts a dorky morning talk show, Good Mythical Morning, which has scored Toby Today caliber. Okay.
No, and I like that shit.
You know, guests like Daniel Radcliffe and Amy Schumer. I mean, we could do that if you didn't have a job. Just saying.
Definitely could.
Yep. German Garmendia. You know her?
Nope.
She makes $5.5 million a year. So can we just talk real quick about how they make $5 million a year? $5 million a year.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Let's not just quit, and we should do this.
So I'm saying, man, year of unemployment is all you need. It's all you need, dude. We can do it.
Markiplier.
Pinella talks about this guy. This is Pinella's PewDiePie right here. He's just all over Markiplier all day long.
PewDiePie and Jacksepticeye, all three just
really
themselves all over the place.
I've never seen – this is the first time I've ever seen Markiplier's face.
Really?
In my life. Yep.
I swear you watched his stream way back when.
If I did, I don't remember it.
Well, you did.
$5.5 million in a little more than a year, gamer Markiplier, Mark Fishbach – has attracted 15.7 million subscribers. YouTube has given me the freedom to be who I want to be and make who I want to make.
Yeah, I remember him because you told me about him, so you definitely know who he is.
I was probably just relaying information, but Pinella told me. That's most likely.
Oprah, shut up.
Okay. Tyler Oakley, $6.6 million. Nope. You know him? Okay. What about Rosanna Pansino? Okay. Smosh?
Yep.
He makes $7 million.
Yeah, they've been around since the beginning.
Okay. Lily Singh? Okay. Roman Atwood?
I've heard of him.
He's number two. He makes $8 million a year. And then PewDiePie! $15 million a year right there.
That's stupid. YouTube's a dumb place, man. Like, I don't think any of those people deserved it. They just literally sat on their ass and streamed.
I mean, that's a lot of work.
No.
It is. You try doing it.
No.
You try doing it.
No, oh, well, I don't edit or anything like that. So
yeah, or entertain. Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
I never entertain.
Hey, man.
You're the entertaining one with your $1 million drop shit?
Yeah, I'm just...
God, no way.
I'm just mad that you don't like that idea.
That's such a dumb idea.
That would have been our $15 million payday, dude.
Oh,
that's
God,
all I'm saying.
Well, not.
You shat on it. Top dollar for showrunners. More than 400 scripted TV shows like TV Today. Salaries for showrunners are all over the map, but the sky's the limit for a few select star producers. Sources say Shonda Rhimes, for instance, is making $15 million to $20 million a year at ABC.
What?
She's a showrunner. She makes How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, Desperate Housewives, I think, are her shows. She makes $20 million a year at ABC for that. What's this face?
What do these people do? They just tell the people to do things?
Yeah, I think that's literally it.
First-time
showrunners make about $30,000 to $40,000 an episode.
I hate.
Less prominent showrunners earn between $100,000 and $300,000 an episode, like Game of Thrones, David Benioff, and D.B. Weiss, with cable and streamers paying less than broadcast. Still, says a lawyer with a handful of showrunner clients, if you're running a 10-episode order of some giant hit on HBO, you could be making millions of bucks or more per season.
So them?
Yeah, so them, yeah. Who else, you know?
Right.
Screenwriters, the days when the screenwriter could get $4 million from a pitch written on a cocktail napkin are long gone, but Max Landis got $3 million for the upcoming Bright and then sold a spec script called Deeper to MGM for $2 million. Marquee writers such as Aaron Sorkin and Steve Zalian still earn decent wages between $3 million and $5 million, but big paydays for even the most reliable scribes are fewer and farther between.
See, now that's worse because that's just one off. Here's
right.
the script.
$5 million here's my $5 You don't know if you're ever going to write another
right.
script someone wants to buy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At least for that much, for right. sure. And then, yeah.
Like, that's something about probably, like, a boom operator. Like, you're probably, you're sure you're going to make less, but you probably always have work.
Yeah. Like, all the time people need to be holding booms.
Right, right. And you probably, shit. I'm sure it's very clicky. Like, if you do it for
and
MGM movies, you're probably going to do it for, like,
process.
All MGM movies.
Yeah.
Or, like, all for producers, you know, right. same producers, the same crew every mm-hmm. time, you know, that type of idea.
And, but, yeah, it's not a creative thing. Like, you don't need to work your brain to hold a boomstick right. Like, you gotta really work your brain to write an Aaron Sorkin screenplay.
Yeah, there's no one like Aaron Sorkin.
No.
That's why he makes that money. The average working stiff scribe earns in the low six figures for studio work unless it's a high-profile project. The writers behind Sony's Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, Chris McKenna and Eric Summers, Jeff Pinkner and Scott Rosenberg, were each paid between $850,000 and $1 million for their script. So all four of them combined got what Aaron Sorkin
so
made.
So that movie has four writers?
Well, it's bad.
That's not going to be good.
The more writers a movie has, the worse it is. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not going to be
Did
good.
Did you watch Jumanji trailer and be like, this is going to be good?
It had me hopeful.
I mean, it looks funny.
It looked like a kind of
semi-PG-13
version of Tropic Thunder.
No.
I wanted Jack Black to be...
Dude, you got to give it up.
Bring me to... I'll suck your dick. Give me my drugs.
Don't... It's not going to be that. You got to give
it.
Up on another Tropic Thunder.
I don't
happen.
Want it.
You know what Ben Stiller made after Tropic Thunder, right?
Yes.
He made Zoolander 2.
Yeah.
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 Yep. Yeah, so just remember that. Camera operators working on big budget films can earn $154,000 a year. Movie of the week pays about $1,800 per week, and the bottom dollar is $25.50 an hour. Not a lot of money.
That's probably the most bottom dollar you can get. That's like the only one that's had like here's an hourly.
I think which other one had a 25? I think Grip also had it. Yeah, like Key Grip $25.50 an hour. So there you go for bottom dollars.
So you can either grip stuff or be the camera operator.
That's what
and
I've
you're
heard.
Getting paid the same shit.
That's what I've heard, man.
I'm gonna grip whatever I want.
Do you
want
to watch this Blue Planet trailer right here? Do you know what this is?
No.
It's a nature documentary that has spectacular footage. Sir David Attenborough is narrating it, and the soundtrack is created by Hans Zimmer and Radiohead. So it's like you remember Planet Earth and the whole
yeah.
phenomenon on Planet Earth? This
yeah.
is like the next Planet Earth.
Okay.
Apparently.
Except it's underwater.
No, I think it's everything.
The blue planet, man.
Yeah, that's Earth, dude.
That's water.
Why isn't this trailer in 4K? Can you answer me that, Batman? Because it doesn't make any
Can
sense.
Can you answer me that, Tom Cruise?
It's 5 minutes long.
Oprah Winfrey.
Let's just watch
it. Jewish God.
The largest habitat on Earth.
He sounds 90 years old, does he not? Is it about the ocean, then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The blue. Blue means water.
A generation ago...
You know what? Don't talk down to me. All right, I'm making see her money drop.
Took us beneath the waves...
I just want to hear the Radiohead Hans Zimmer score.
We know so much more.
Sounds like Interstellar.
Doesn't it?
Take a deep breath.
So this is Planet Earth before the ocean. That's what this is. Oh, there's literally singing.
There's Radiohead.
I didn't realize that there would be vocals. I did not realize that there would be vocals for the Radiohead portion of the trailer. I mean, that looks pretty ridiculous right there, though.
That's cool, man. Probably should have done this like 20 years ago, back when the ocean wasn't so fucked around.
I mean, I hate. Oh, look at that bird, though, dude.
It's a big old bird.
Big old bird right there.
New science,
dude. That starfish is walking.
New technology.
Yeah, it moves.
Allow
man.
Us to voyage further and deeper.
Slowly.
Than ever
that was
before.
A time lapse.
Yeah, I know. I knew that.
It's
yeah.
it's a slow motherfucker.
Look at that bird.
Ah, oh, water. Oh God, water. Ah.
The restless shore.
Who would have known if I stood on this rock, I'd get wet.
Oh,
there's a porpoise.
Oh, sunlight. Now back down. Hey, fuck you.
I'm gonna eat your
Dude, we should just narrate this. Let's just cut out Sir David Attenborough and let's narrate
there
it.
There you go. Forests.
What is that? Creatures dwell. That's a weird looking thing right there. Oh god, it's the Matthew of Fish.
Hey man, you ever listen to Metallica?
Across vibrant coral cities. Bustling.
Oh my god, dude.
Vibrant? That looks dead.
It does really look dead.
Ah, that didn't fit in my mouth.
Why was he trying to eat a clam? Oh, there's Nemo.
Dad! Where'd you go?
Dad, I'm gonna stay here.
Your dad's dead, Sonny. I'm a shark.
Those fish look snooty. That looks like every person in a line at Starbucks in the morning.
Where's the coffee?
Yeah. Oh, God, is this Sir Richard Attenborough? Or David? What's his name? David?
This is Blue Planet 2.
Wow, he looks good for 90. Oh, my God.
Hey, speaking of 90.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah?
You got a story about a 90-year-old.
You got a story about a 90-year-old?
We've got a story about a 90-year-old.
Ocean Bloom, created by Hans Zimmer and Radiohead. What it says right
that was
there.
Not great.
I mean, it was all right. I wish there wasn't vocals, to be honest with you. I feel like it would have been way better.
Did not be
yeah, I feel like it would have been way better. Okay, yeah, what?
We have a story about a 90-year-old, and I felt like it was a good transition.
Oh, is he 90?
Who's dead?
I don't know.
You said somebody's dead.
Hugh Hefner's dead.
Yes, he was 91.
Okay.
90-year-old.
Sorry, I don't know everything.
Sorry, my transitions suck. It's
I don't
because
read,
of you.
I don't read.
It's
it would have been great.
Because of you.
That's my fault. That's my fault.
Yeah.
I apologize to you, not to you, but to you for my out, for my bad behavior. Hugh M. Hefner, the American icon who in 1953 introduced the world to Playboy magazine and built the company into one of the most recognizable American global brands in history, peacefully passed away today from natural causes at his home, the Playboy Mansion, surrounded by loved ones. He was 91 years old. What do you think, man?
I thought he was dead 5 years ago.
I mean, I didn't, like, when people, sometimes when people die, I'm like, that dude wasn't dead.
Right.
Like, I don't really ever remember hearing Hugh Hefner dying. But I don't ever remember him being alive.
Yeah.
But then when I heard that he was dead, I was like, that dude lived to 91, just drowning in boobs for
drowning
70 years.
Drowning in boobs
dude.
Forever, man. Yeah, I heard some dude on the radio today. He was like, he died on hump day. And I'm like, really?
That's such a radio joke.
You're just so dumb.
God.
Don't make a joke. It's the day after, man.
He died on hump day.
Yeah.
God. That's so bad.
I wanted to punch the man.
So, like, you never listened to that station. Was that Bobby Bones? It was Bobby Bones,
no,
wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. All
right.
I don't know what it is.
I bet it was Bobby
it was
Bones.
Crap. It wasn't Bobby
Bones. Starting from his kitchen table 64 years ago, Mr. Hefner's uncompromising vision drove the creation of not only just the iconic and groundbreaking magazine, but what has become one of the world's most enduring and recognizable brands, stolen completely by Nuova. In the process, Playboy became the largest selling and most influential men's magazine in the world, spawning a number of successful global businesses. To this day, the magazine is published in more than 20 countries around the world, and products featuring the company's trademark drive more than $1 billion in sales annually. Did you know that? I didn't know that. $1 billion in sales for Playboy's logo? Just merchandising? That's where they make their money.
That's insane.
That's their bunny. Off their bunny, dude.
I had a lighter with it on it. I didn't know I was contributing to that $1 billion.
Well, I mean, they got to pay a licensing fee, right?
That's insane.
My father lived... How do you think he sounds? How do you think Hugh Hefner's son sounds?
My father lived an exceptional and impactful life as a media and cultural pioneer, a leading voice behind some of the most significant social and cultural movements of our time, and advocating free speech,
stop
civil rights, sexual freedom. He defined a lifestyle and ethos that lie at the heart of the Playboy brand, one of the most recognizable and enduring in history. He will be greatly missed by many, including his wife, Crystal.
Yeah, she was down with that. She was down with that.
He had a wife?
Yeah, of course he had a wife, man. He has kids, right?
Well, yeah, one's speaking right now.
Dotard?
It's dotard. One of the most recognizable during history will be greatly missed by many, including his wife Crystal, and my sister Christine, and my brothers David and Marston, all of us at Playboy Enterprises. Said Cooper Hefner.
Are they all from
Chief
the same
Creative
woman?
Officer of Playboy Enterprises. Dude, who knows? You want to look up this man's family tree? Because no. I feel like that's a can of worms we shouldn't go down. I feel like we shouldn't go down there. Hugh Hefner. Let's see here. We'll just go to his Wikipedia.
Oh, my Lanta.
Probably the one place. I don't want quotes. How do I go to Wikipedia? More? No. Wikipedia. I'm blind.
Wikipedia.
Okay, so his partners are... Make sure everybody can see it. Here we go. Barbara Benton from 1969 to 1976. Brandy Roderick from 2000 to 2001. Holly Madison from 2001 to 2008. Bridget Marquardt from 2002 to 2009. And Kendra Wilkinson from 2004 to 2008. She was just in there. Like, she's just in the middle of one of those relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Kendra is right in there with Bridget.
And she also got, you know, TV shows from that.
Kendra Wilkinson?
Yeah.
I don't know her. Do we know her? Are we supposed to know her?
She married someone else after him. I want to say Lamar Odom.
Hank Baskett is her partner.
I wanted to say Lamar Odom, but yeah, no, that's a Kardashian.
Yeah, that was a Kardashian, dude. Who knows? Dude, they're all rich.
Yeah, she got a reality show. I didn't know that one. I
mean, these all look like Playboy models, right?
Oh, they all are, for sure.
Like, he's just sleeping with the talent.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised by that.
That's what you do when you create a porn business, right?
I don't know. If I was in the porn business, I feel like, and I was rich, I feel like I would use my riches to get people who weren't in porn.
No, that wasn't his technique.
Is this guy Pinella?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, 1,000%.
I mean, Pinella did steal his brand 100%.
Yeah.
Remember when he said Nuova's bunnies for a long time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made a shirt.
Yeah.
With something on the butt of the shirt.
Yeah.
For women.
Yeah. Did anyone buy that shirt? Just refresh my memory.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No.
Can't imagine why.
I couldn't either.
No one wanted to be a Nuova bunny,
No one wanted to be an off-brand Playboy bunny.
Oh, we're just savaging Pinell tonight for no reason.
He's not even here.
No, he hasn't been here for a while. In fact, I think he's running a competing stream.
Oh, is he?
Let's check it out. Twitch.tv.
A competing stream? We should set it on fire! Burn him alive!
Let's see here. Is he live right now? Yeah, look at him.
Jacking off.
There he is. That's the quality of stream we get.
You're like 9. You're not allowed to know what jacking off is. You're too young.
You know what? I think that's honestly enough of what we need. I think that pretty much sums it up.
I'm sad we showed it at all.
Yeah, what?
God. Shouldn't have.
We're going to get grouped in with that FBI case now.
He followed us. No, follow for follow, but don't do it. Don't.
No, I'm not following. Should we subscribe instead? Give him money?
Absolutely not. Exact opposite of that. Take his money.
You know what I could do? I could go to his dashboard.
Oh, and just turn him off.
And I could change his title to Watch Seth and Colby.
He would get you back.
He wouldn't know.
He would get you back.
Well, he can't. How is he going to get me back?
He would, like, take you off as moderator or something, or change his password.
No.
Or
what
something.
Will I do when I can't go into his chat at midnight when I'm asleep?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. You never know.
He would not. First of all, he wouldn't know what happened.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know what happened. All I'd have to do is change it. Then at the end of the show, I could change it back to what it was. He would have no idea it happened. Because it doesn't send you an update or nothing.
Yeah.
Be pretty great. I'm not going to do it because that sounds like a lot of work.
It sounds like a lot of work.
But I could.
A little mean.
Just know that we didn't, but, and we could have.
We could have ended your life.
We could murder you, but we choose not to. Remember that. All right, what else do we want to talk about?
I saw a Trump story. Let's bring up Trump.
No, I don't
want to
talk about Trump. What about Richard Branson makes a bold prediction about the future of food?
What?
I believe that in 30 years or so, we will no longer need to kill any animals, and all that meat will either be clean or plant-based, taste the same, and also be much healthier for everyone.
I could see that.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I just saw a Facebook video or something like that about, like, a veggie burger, and it, like, bled and everything. And
gross.
It looked like a real burger, and I'm like, that looks appetizing to me. I would definitely try that.
You
and
know,
yes, we can synthesize
you think it's different
all the different
for palates
flavors,
because, like,
but
Aaron for a while, like, he really liked these veggie chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And so I bought a bunch for him because he really liked them. And, like, he stayed the night at Grandma's once, and I brought a thing over, and it's like, Aaron really likes these. You can cook him these. And she's like, these are gross. These are veggie. I'm going to give him real chicken nuggets. And I'm like, just cook them and try them. So she tried them, and then she spit them out, so they were nasty. And they tasted 100% the exact same as regular chicken nuggets.
They taste...
So how
just
much of
like
it is psychology? Like, how much blind taste testing needs to happen for these idiots? Like, the trumped
up
idiots.
Oh, the idiots. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The absolute idiots that just will not accept new things.
Right.
They just won't.
Right.
I'm sure I've said something that I wouldn't accept on the show before, but I'm very against that in other people.
Well, don't you think that, like, don't you think there's a stigma for whatever reason for non, like, if you're not a man who eats meat,
mm-hmm.
you're some type of commie liberal scumbag.
Yeah. For sure.
Why is that?
Because those people that say that are idiots.
Well, right.
And insecure with their manliness, probably, is the issue.
Yeah.
But I think we're getting out of that.
Are we?
I wish.
Not here in Kansas, I don't think.
I don't think so at all here in Kansas.
No, I don't
but
think
I
so
mean,
at all.
Like, in general, maybe.
We didn't talk at all about this.
Oh, yeah,
all.
The one thing that we were supposed to
the
talk about.
The thing that
about.
Our title's about.
The thing that we never do that.
Dwayne Wade has reached agreement on a one-year, $2.3 million deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Dude, the only reason why I think he's going there for a championship is because it's a one-year contract. It's not extended. He's not staying. He's old. He's done.
You think he's out?
Oh, yeah.
You think he'll retire back in Miami, though?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You think he'll retire with LeBron?
Yeah. Why not? Why would you go back?
He won. Okay, did we know for sure that he won a ring with Shaq? He did, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yes,
I'm pretty sure he won a ring with Shaq, and then he won two rings with LeBron. He won two, right? Because they made it to the finals four times and only won twice because they lost to the Mavericks, lost to the Spurs.
God, I don't even remember.
Is that right?
NBA is complicated, man.
It's very hard to remember things. Yeah. It's not the NBA. It's just life in general.
Dwayne Wade wins.
Dwayne Johnson was the first one to
pop. Of course
up.
It was.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Soon to be seen in Sahara Money Drop coming from Rapper Teeth Productions.
Let's get Dwayne Wade in on it, too, and just have
three-time NBA champions. So 2006, 2012, 2013. That's when he won.
Gotcha. So, yeah, they won back-to-back then.
Yes. That's right, because it was almost a three-peat, and he was going to rival Jordan, remember? Mm-hmm. And then he didn't get it done.
Right.
Like, he lost to someone.
And then 2011 was the first year he was there. So he lost the first year, then won the next two, and then lost the last, and then left.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. See, 2014 finals were between the Spurs and the Heat. Yep. That's what it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we now have an NBA where Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Carmelo Anthony are on the Thunder.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Andre Iguodala.
Thompson.
Yeah. Guy with the bad hair. You know who I mean. The other guy. The other dude with Steph Curry who's a lesser version of Steph Curry.
Thompson.
What's his first name?
Stephanopoulos.
My name is Stephanopoulos Thompson.
Stephan Stephanopoulos, man.
My name is Stephan Stephanopoulos
Thompson. The Splash Brothers. That's all I know.
Yeah, what are their names, though? Let's just look. I'm just going to look. I'll be so much easier because it's going to kill me until I know.
God, I should know it.
I know. We should all know it. We're terrible.
Pete.
Pete Thompson. Current roster. Clay. Clay
God.
Thompson.
Duh.
Okay. So they have Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala. I mean, that's
Draymond
Nick
Green's,
Young's on the team now. I don't know why. Yeah, Draymond Green's on their team. It's stupid.
Yeah.
All right. And then, yeah, the Thunder have Westbrook, Ibaka. They have Paul George, Carmelo Anthony. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Derrick Rose, Tristan Thompson.
Kevin Love,
I assume, is still there? Oh, no, we'd have to look, wouldn't we?
Yeah, because Kyrie's the one that left, I thought.
Yes, he's gone. He was replaced.
He's in Boston now, right?
Cleveland Cavs roster.
I think he's in Boston.
Okay, yeah, Kevin Love's still there. Yep. Derrick Rose. J.R. Smith is also, you can't write him off. Dwayne Wade, Tristan Thompson. Iman Shumpert is there. He's also good.
God.
I mean, these teams are stacked. Stacked.
Yeah, like this is like NBA 2K kind of teams.
Right! That's literally what it is. That's literally what it's like. And then Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, so here's who we got happening right here, all right? Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, all on the Thunder, okay? We got Golden State with Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, all those people. Ridiculous, okay? And then the Cavs have LeBron James, Kevin Love, Derrick Rose, J.R. Smith, Dwayne Wade, Tristan Thompson, Mon Shumpert. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Why don't we just have 82 games of these three teams just playing right. each other?
That should just be it.
Like, what chance do other teams stand?
They don't, because all the other teams are like NBA from the 2000s, like, where remember, you got two double. Like, you got doubles. Like
right. Well, like the Rockets. Some. Remember when the Rockets were like, oh, my God, the Rockets could be so good. They've made the playoffs like every year mm-hmm. because they have the big, tall guy. What's his name? The guy who used to play for the Magic.
Oh, God.
I just remember his name, and I forgot
because
it.
He used to watch your show, man. He was in your Google Hangouts.
But it's James Harden and that guy. God.
Superman, whatever.
I'm so dumb.
I know. My brain's hurting. It's been a second since I've gone over.
Dwight Howard. Is that his name?
Damn it.
Is that his name?
Yes, that's him.
He's not on there anymore.
What?
Chris Paul is there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happened. I remember that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the Clippers now?
Nobody.
Is Blake Griffin still there?
I'm sure.
Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Austin Rivers, Bryce Johnson. Yeah, they're terrible. They're dead. It's over.
Yeah.
Okay, so where did Dwight Howard go?
Maybe he's out?
He plays for the Hornets.
Hornets?
Kemba Walker, Cody Zeller, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Dwight Howard, Jeremy Lamb. Like, they've got, besides Dwight Howard, they've got a young team that could do stuff at some point. But, like...
How about New Orleans? Because they still got Mr. Unibrow.
Yeah, they got Unibrow. What are they, Pelicans now, right?
Yeah. Stupid. Such a stupid name.
Anthony Davis...
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's good. DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah. Rajon Rondo's there.
Ah. Jordan Crawford. He's good, too.
He's good, too. Okay, so who do the Celtics have? Kyrie Irving. Al Horford. Gordon Hayward. Marcus Smart. Marcus Morris is there? Dude, I forgot about them.
Yeah, so...
Dude, it's so insane right now.
Like two or three guys, but I mean the Cavs you listed.
Right,
eight
it's like
names.
Who's left? Like people like Kyrie Irving is the only person on the Celtics that's like a superstar.
Right.
Like I would put people like Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, and who do we look at on the Pelicans? Like even Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday.
Right.
Like they're at the level of a Tristan Thompson, in my mm-hmm. opinion. Who's not even close to being on the level of like LeBron.
Right.
And they've got LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And the Thunder have Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony.
Paul George.
And Paul George. Like, these teams have a person who stood heads and shoulders above the rest of their team, but they have four of them now on their team.
Yeah.
It's like the rest of the... Like, where is the money for these people? Is it because Dwayne Wade signs this $2 million deal and that's why he gets to go?
Mm-hmm. It's lower...
It's because Dwayne Wade's made so much money off his Nike shoes or whatever.
Yeah, he's good.
You know,
he doesn't need the money.
He just
wants to play.
He just wants to win now.
I think that's what it's coming to, is they're all fine and dandy with the money
they
got.
Are
they
getting paid too much money then?
I think so. Take down the salaries. Take them down.
But you can't.
Fire them.
If anything, they go up, right?
They fucking kneel. You fire them bastards.
Why'd you bring them back up again, man? Why?
Bring it full circle.
You gotta bring it full circle. I just can't believe that, dude.
Yeah, those are just ridiculous lineups. This NBA season is going to be interesting. For
yeah.
sure. Because it's going to be either one of those two, three teams that match up against each other and then it'll be a good game, or it's one of those teams versus any other team in the league, and they're going to get swept.
Here's LeBron James' reaction to the announcement that Dwayne Wade is arriving on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, God.
It's like, it's kind of like when you start school and, you walk into the classroom, you're not quite sure where your classmates is, and when you walk in there, one of your best friends is in there, you're like, oh, yeah, it's coming for you. It's
No shit, LeBron. No shit. You couldn't have thought of any better example than that. It's like if your best friend and you play or were in the same class as freshman year, then you weren't sophomore and junior, and then senior year, like, aw, shit.
Yeah.
That's more accurate. It's kind of what he said.
Okay, it's kind of what he said.
But he said it in less words.
Yeah, he said it in a Snapchat.
In less detail.
You know, because he only has 10 seconds.
It's not Snap. He could have said it anywhere. There's 5,000 cameras on him right now. Just because you found a Snapchat of it doesn't mean that anyone's saying.
Hey,
he could have said what I just said.
It's a social media world.
It's the same thing.
Our show is almost 2 hours long. His statement was 10 seconds, though. But I think that's super cool, though. I mean, honestly, it is because, like, the Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Paul George super team, that's made to win.
Right.
Like the Steph Curry, Kevin Durant super team, that's made to win.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, they won already. Mm-hmm. And now they also have Derrick Rose.
Who's a piece of paper.
Yeah, he probably won't be there very long, but he's there for a little bit.
What if this is his comeback season and he just goes ham as hell?
Dude, what if he does? What if Derrick Rose is MVP of the finals? Oh my God, we would never see that coming.
No, definitely don't see it coming.
It is more likely that Sahara Money Drop gets made than Derrick Rose is NBA Finals MVP.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a fact.
For sure, yeah.
But it could happen, though. That's just so stupid how many people are just on these three teams.
That's really ridiculous. I'm excited.
What
I
if
like
they all
basketball.
Lose? Like, do you think that, like, someone like the Spurs could seriously come in and just take them out?
No way.
You don't think?
No way.
Someone who's just, they have the amazing team of fundamentals.
There's just too many people on those teams that would be like, if they're losing and they see them losing, they're going to be like, no, we're not losing.
Well, and that's part of the reason I love the Dwayne Wade trade. Because Dwayne Wade chose to come there so he could win.
Right.
Carmelo Anthony is going to cash checks whether they win or lose.
Yeah.
Like, that's always kind of been his problem at the Knicks. Like, he never felt motivated.
Right.
You know, to win. Like, you could probably say the same thing about Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant to a certain extent. Like, I don't feel like LeBron James, I feel every single time he's in the playoffs, he wants to win.
Oh, yeah.
Every time, especially in the finals. Like, he tries to win against the Warriors by himself, and he almost does it. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like Dwayne Wade is going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And there's going to be two of them. Because they beat all of these other teams when they almost did their three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
Off the backs of those two guys.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Bosh didn't do jack. You know, Udonis Haslam or whatever his name didn't do jack.
JR was there at that time, I think, too.
Not during the Heat, I don't think. He was at the Knicks with Carmelo for a while.
Right. You're right.
Along with Iman Shumpert. And they all left because they knew they would never win with Carmelo because he don't care.
Yeah. I still thought, yeah. I mean, he doesn't.
I mean, he won at Syracuse. I feel like that's enough for him. He's like, I got one ring.
I got one. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Carmelo's got to be getting close to being like, I need to think.
But, you know, some people, like, don't care about championships unless they care about money. Like, don't you think it's got to be hard to be Carmelo, knowing that, like, if you were in the league 15 years ago instead of today, you would be the best?
Yeah.
But because you're in the league when LeBron James is in the league,
mm-hmm.
it don't matter if you're Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to have something to do with it, right?
Definitely does, right?
Like, yeah.
I can play as hard as I can, but LeBron plays harder. So.
I mean, think about it. The reason these super teams exist is to fight LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason Kevin Durant went to the Warriors,
mm-hmm.
because he knows that that's
he
how
do
he.
It by himself
right, he can't do
Russell.
It with just him and Russell.
Yeah.
Like, and him and Russell. Without a league with LeBron James in it, could probably get it done.
Oh, yeah. They got so close.
Right.
A couple times.
Yeah, I think they lost to the Heat in the finals, mm-hmm. didn't they?
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, now we got Dwayne Wade back. It's not fair.
Just giving LeBron more guns. He's like a bazooka himself with now machine guns attached to
it's
him.
It's like he's running up to a nunnery in a tank, and then also an Apache helicopter flies in now, and they're going to trample the nunnery. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Although the nunnery is the Warriors, and you can't really sleep on the Warriors either, but
they got AKs,
how do you compete against this? Like, because
as
we
any
watched,
other team in the league, like why would you even try this year?
We gotta like the Warriors last year. Okay, this sounds stupid because they almost swept the
mm-hmm.
Cavs.
Yeah,
but it didn't feel like the Cavs were trying most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like LeBron was trying.
Yeah,
and
I really think now, especially since Kyrie Irving left, I think there was something there happening. Mm-hmm. Like Kyrie wouldn't leave if they were
fine. Right. Yeah.
Because he's playing with LeBron James.
Yeah, maybe he just didn't think LeBron was giving it enough effort.
I don't know.
I think that because I remember a couple of times during the finals where he was like yelling at him.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
I'm just like, it's LeBron
right.
James.
Well, you know, I mean, this is so stupid. I'm going to sound like such an idiot right now. All right. Like when I play Destiny, okay, and I'm playing with like Luke and Pinella, mm-hmm. okay, there's seriously times where like for example, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I was playing with Luke and this guy named Brian who you don't know.
Yep.
And like Luke was trying out a new gun, mm-hmm. okay, for the first time because he wants to get better at it. And like we're playing competitive. There's no real like you don't win rings or millions of dollars for winning these games. But like you take them serious.
Right.
And Luke's just running around shooting people. I'm doing heads and shoulders better than the rest of the team. And so like at some point I'm just like, you know what, I don't care. I'm just gonna stop playing. Because right. the other people well, there's no way we're gonna win.
Yeah.
There's no way. So like Brian would be Kyrie Irving. He like looks at me as LeBron and he's like, dude, why did you stop trying? And I'm just like, what is the point of trying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to wait for the next game. Well, Luke's done being a jerk. You know, it's that type of idea.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of the metaphor I put in it.
I'm sure that's how it went.
Man. Right. And all the stakes are obviously higher. I don't want to compare me playing a video game to LeBron James winning NBA championships because that's just asinine. But you get what I mean.
Yeah.
It's the same concepts type of concept.
Are there.
Right.
Level's a little different.
Yes.
But.
Yes. Yeah, that's just
I'm excited, man. I like basketball.
It gets me hyped for the NBA, yeah. but really only for the playoffs.
Right.
Or, you know, the first matchup between one of these teams. Right. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to watch the Oklahoma City Thunder.
They don't care about their records.
Versus the Raptors.
They don't right. care about their records. They just want to make it so their record's good enough to make
right,
it to the playoffs.
They don't care.
And
they'll be an 8 seed. Who cares? LeBron doesn't care if he's an 8 seed. Dwayne Wade doesn't care.
Yeah. Just have two NBA finals a year, man.
Right. I just want to watch
care about the first one.
But. I mean, it's just crazy to me. It's the Thunder thing I didn't see coming. Like Melo to the Thunder, like the Thunder to me were not a team that is meant to win championships.
Yeah.
Like they kind of feel like New Orleans. Like they have some good players. They're going to be the playoffs every year. They don't feel like a championship team. And that somehow they got a championship team back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Rich people, dude.
Yeah.
Rich people selling men like property.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Who knows? They could have traded themselves.
All right, man. You want to talk about Donald Trump? You want to talk about this, man?
No. Get it over
okay.
with.
Okay. Oh, you said yes or no?
No.
Okay, so just move on.
No, yeah.
Just move on. All right.
Our show's 2 hours, man.
Is that enough?
Tony P wants my sweet ass.
Oh, my God. He's in chat. You know what? Let's do another 10 minutes. I didn't even notice.
Just to piss him off. Well, you know, he's still at his house, so he's got to drive.
Where are you guys meeting at?
He's picking me up when I told him I could meet him there.
Like from your house?
I could still meet you there, Pinella.
Like he's going to your house to pick you up. You mm-hmm. know why he's doing that, right?
Why?
Pinella, mute your microphone. Or mute your speakers. Mute it. It's because that way he can keep you out as long as he wants.
Yeah, but he better not be out that late because one, I got work tomorrow. And two, the people I'm hanging out with also have work tomorrow.
What time did you tell him that you would be there?
9.
All right, we should end. I don't want to be that guy.
I'm sorry. That guy, though, and now I feel like shit.
I mean, sorry that our show that we're trying to make money
know,
off of.
It's more important than Pinella.
Sorry that what part of your job interfered with your partying.
Well, you know.
Your 9 o'clock party.
If I didn't have an actual job, then maybe we could do this all the time.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
all the time.
That's all right. We only got, let's see, how many stories did we not talk about? One, two, let's see, three, four. Five. So we only didn't talk about 6 stories that we could have talked about, you know. But you gotta go party, so let's go.
I do have to do that.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching. We are Seth and Colby. We do a show live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central and every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central time at twitch.tv/SethandColby.
Seth and Colby.
You can watch the video on demand at youtube.com/SethandColby, and you can listen to the audio version on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and there's a Plain Jane RSS feed at SethandColby.com, as well as t-shirts. Guys, thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, leave a review on your favorite podcast provider if you listen to the audio version. Five stars. Make us very happy. It really does help the show a lot. It's something that takes you 30 seconds and immensely helps us. If you don't listen to the audio version, you like the video version, subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on Twitch. Those numbers also help us. Thank you, guys. I mean, seriously, in 25 shows, you know, over 15 weeks, we've got almost 30 followers from nothing.
Yeah.
And we only did 20 episodes over 6 years before the show, so it means a lot to us that you're following. Thank you guys for your help, and we'll see you guys next time.
Love y'all.
Bye-bye, everybody.